Blog Talk Radio.
This is your Michigan Governor and Grudging Host, Little
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Where's the beach from? Push the toe up. Where's those two? Where is that?
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country as Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radial tire only. Any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum. Hope you got enough. $5,000 payout. 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radial only. Any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum. Open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Miss Foxbody. Little Tony is running a little late tonight, so we're going to have a special host for a while, and that is Biz. Biz, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's good.
I am doing great. Why wouldn't I be?
Why shouldn't you be?
Yeah. Yeah, I just I already was the king of the north, but yesterday confirmed it even more. I have one unsettled dispute. There's this little boy that's walking around here named Jimbo. I just need to take care of him, and after him, I will be undisputed king of the north. So, with that being said, I know this little Tony show, but if you can give the fans the introduction for Biz.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Yeah, I know a little Tony show. I got to get my man Meatball on. Hey, Meatball, you are the first caller in wait. So, Meatball, what's on your mind?
Man, Pierce, what's going on? Congratulations on your $10,000 win. It's not a secret what you won.
I appreciate it, Meatball. I appreciate it, Meatball.
I thought maybe I'd been the first one to call you last time to congratulate you. I'm up here with a lot of the guys. I'm up here with Mr. Wayne. Can anybody bring Mr. Wayne in?
I got my little daughter crying, so let me find Wayne. Where's Wayne? What's Wayne's number?
2526. I want to bring Wayne in because I want to bring Wayne in. I'm up here with Mr. Mark Frank, Brian Davis, the Bandit, and Johnny Quick, and these guys. Well, I think these guys are trying to get at you, man.
No, let's just try to make next year, man. Have fun. You know, keep
Wayne Mike is open.
Wayne, your mic is open.
All right, just 1 second.
You, hello? He said, hold on for 1 second. He's going to unmute you. He's in a little argument right now trying to lock something up.
Wayne Mike is open.
Oh, wait a minute. He said, hold on. He knows Mike is open. He had pushed you because he was in a conversation. He's going to get right at you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the
In the meantime, I'm gonna need some help. I'm gonna need some help because I know y'all gonna come at me so hard. So I'm gonna get the Godfather, 706-1688.
Who the hell is the Godfather?
Hey, Biz, what's up?
What's going on, dog?
Who running the board tonight? You a lady?
Lady A.
Okay. Oh shit! How the hell you know? You call my number then, brother.
Well, you know, I'm a bad man.
Well, yeah, you know, I was going to host the thing, but she said she got y'all the hosts, you know. When I don't like to host no show if I ain't got no control over it because y'all start acting a fool and all that noise. I can't stand it. I got bad ears, my old ass.
Yeah, dog. Let me bring you up to snuff and the fans up to snuff real quick of what happened yesterday.
Well, you know, hey, before you do it, you know they got mad at me when I said you was a bad motherfucker. You know, Chemo and Lip Tartan, them, they didn't like this. I was pulling on your wee-wee when I told them you was a bad motherfucker. But every time you race them bitches, I'm betting on the motherfucking gap. I want you to kill them motherfuckers.
hey, dog. Hey,
yeah.
Man, they don't understand how a little block, what it do. You know, yesterday, you know, they talk about hat racing and class, and they talk about hat racing. You know, it's harder, if you look at it, it's harder to win a hat race than it is to win a grudge race. A grudge race, you can pick and choose who you want to race.
Right.
A grudge race is one shot, one kill.
Yes, sir.
You get to the line, you run, that's it. But in a hat race, you got to run through 5 rounds. You have to win every round.
That's what they talking to.
And you can't pick your races. In order for you to win a hat race, you got to win 5 races to even say you won. So they try to make light of the situation that I'll keep winning these hat races. You know.
Well, look here. Hey, you got a lot of background noise back there, Bill. But I'm going to say this here about them hat races, if y'all call them. Fuck that. Money Green.
There it is. But,
who in the background with all that noise?
Let me see. Hold on.
Y'all ought to mute his mic because Biz, you ain't too loud, so you need to mute that background noise so we can hear what you're saying, brother.
Is it muted?
I don't hear it now.
Okay.
Because like right. I said, since you on that end, I'm gonna tell you what happened on this end. Old Grudge Inc. put on a hell of a goddamn show yesterday in Orenburg, but I want to hear about your end first. And if don't nobody come on to pick up for that, I'll tell about the Grudge Inc. show yesterday out in Orenburg.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna give you the short version. I put two class cars on the trailer. I put two big blocks with F3s on the trailer.
Damn.
And I put Dodge, which is a big block with multiple systems. I put them on the trailer.
It didn't make no difference. Hey, Biz, it didn't make no difference about the other two. As long as you fucked Dodge, that's all. You was happy about that, wasn't you?
Yeah, ecstatic. So, hey, everybody know what I did, man. Tell us what the Grudge Inc. did down in Florida.
No, it wasn't Florida, goddamn it. Grudge Inc., we talking about Grudge Inc. Cole Killer and them had a big time, goddamn it, a big time race down in Orangeburg yesterday, man.
Oh, South Carolina, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Down in South Carolina, man. And, man, the damn house got full up kind of quick, man. I pulled in there about 1 o'clock, 1:30. It was down there full. I said, damn, this is going to be a hell of a goddamn day. But you know the big bad wolf pulled up in Mighty Joe Young. You done heard of Mighty Joe Young, right?
I heard of him, dog. I heard of him.
Yeah, well, he know that big time action. But anyway, overall, Bubba Livingston, a guy y'all might not be too familiar with, but Bubba Livingston won the whole thing. He knocked out Mario and Mike Hill, and the old Jacks come up there with Mighty Joe Young. Not the old Jacks. I mean Mighty Joe Young, you know, and they had a doggone mishap on the line there. You know, the old car backfired on them and caught a fire. The carburetor caught a fire. But shit, after he put that damn fire there, he crunked it back up and made the goddamn a 3-second pass look like going down through there. But it was too goddamn late. He already had lost. So going down there by yourself didn't do no good. It's just like making love. If ain't nobody there with you, all you can do is grab your hand, brother.
I hear you, dog. I hear you. Go ahead.
And also, we had a little grudge match. They had a couple, three grudge matches down there. I don't like to pat my own back, but I went out there and jumped on old Joker there with a big block, Willie Balls, big ties, with my small block Smokey. He gave me the back tie, and he's still looking for me. And they had a couple more Mustang down there running a doggone truck. A truck went out there, man, stood up on the Willie Balls. He bit the Willie Balls, Biz. Bit the Willie Balls. Truck turned sideways on two wheels. Flip back over and come back down on all four, and that dumbass ain't lifted yet. He went on down through that, man.
Was he done for the night?
Hell no, the bitch. Hey, he raced again after that, took the wheelie balls off and raced again. I mean, it was some hell of a shit going on there, because that old goddamn track was hooking pretty goddamn good since it's all country, you know. It was hooking pretty goddamn good, so. Overall, man, they had a goddamn good show down there. Cole Killer down there, Jay Barnes down there, Tyke Man. I mean, Mike Hill, Mario, man, it was the who's who down there. Nephew, I mean, everybody was there yesterday, man. So, and if you didn't know about Tony Bynes, then when they went down at the prime time, the other Grudge Inc. show down in at the county line with Crew Chief and them had, though. Shit, you ought to try to get Crew Chief on and let him tell you about what they raised down there at county line.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Lady A to get old Crew Chief on the line.
Yeah, Lady A, yeah. If you can hear, get Crew Chief on the line, because, you know, the Red Riding Hood went out there and got her ass whooped, but she whooped her ass too, though. But, you know, they turned around and she stumped her toe down there. But, you know, I rather for Crew Chief them to tell you about that. And Big Low got by Moneymaker. I can tell you that it was set him up, kicked the ass down there. But anyway, get Crew Chief on there. I think he can tell it. You know, Crew Chief talk much shit, too. We need to get him on there.
Yes, I think she getting Crew Chief on the line right now.
But,
right.
Biz, they're gonna outlaw you from your damn state. You keep whooping everybody ass today.
Hey, man, I want to come down south, you know what I'm saying, do some grudge racing because you boys grudge race all year round. So we come down there, man. We coming down there in 2 weeks. And, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. She calling me. You still be talking. We can.
Okay. Yeah, well, we coming down there in 2 weeks, man. We know we got the two big races coming on the November 3rd and the north, most of the north was Midwest.
Oh, hold up, I think that was Crew G.
She put him in the private room.
Oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, November 3rd. You know the good thing about it is, you know they had a whole lot of shit going on about this November 3rd, but it's coming on along. Everybody getting along and everything. But the good thing about it, y'all can come down here and go to the zoo or go wherever you're gonna go on the 3rd and raise all the hair you want. And then the next day before y'all go back up, y'all can come on back down to Jackson on the fold. They're going to be having them down there. So, shit, you can goddamn get all you want while you're down here. You might want to make it a goddamn one-stop shop.
Oh, yeah. Crew Chief.
Yo.
They got him on there. What up, Crew Chief?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening? What they do?
Well, I know Lady A must have pulled you in the prior room and told you that, you know, little Tony appeared on tonight, so Biz had to take over the show, and they had me co-hosting, so me and Biz just wanted to know. We didn't told what had happened down in doggone where Biz at. He done fucked them up down there, and they assholes, so down in Orangeburg, they had a hell of a show. We just waiting on to hear what happened down in Catalan, my brother. I think if it's up to Biz, if Biz don't mind, I think you got the flow, I think.
Oh, man, you know,
we got the flow, Coochie.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank, Primetime Crew for coming down, showing love. Them good group of dudes. That's a good crew right there. They got down here Friday morning. You know, we met up, got them all checked in, and got up and left the hotel, put their cars up safe for them where they ain't got to worry about, you know, nothing while they on the outside of town. And once we got that squared away, first thing they said, man, we want some Southern soul food. So, you know, with that being said, it was on and popping. So we went on down to my homeboy, Richard. He played for the Oakland Raiders, number 82. Richard, they got a restaurant off of 826 and 27th Avenue and down in Miami called Tasty's. We took him over there, and we sat down and with the crew, and everybody ordered up and got full and talked a lot of trash about what we was going to do to one another and so on and so forth, good race of camaraderie. And no problem after that, they went on ahead and said they wanted to head up to the old swap shop. So T5 ended up taking them up there to the swap shop and let them, you know, shop around and see what they needed to see and get a few things to take back home with them.
Shit, man, give us the juicy part. Like Bill said, give us the short version. Give us the juicy part, man. We want to hear about this ass whooping.
Well, goddamn, dog. You said I had the flow.
Oh, okay. My fault. Go ahead, sir.
Fucking up. Then you said that I'm going to get to the juicy part. Then, goddamn it, right. 7-Up, Tony Bynes, they came in there. First race we had up with the Primetime Crew was 7-Up against Grape 8. And 7-Up just straight race Grape 8. It was a good race. Triggerman looked like he left first to me. And Grape 8 made his move. But lo and behold, Grape 8 made a move a little bit too soon. Forgot about the mother 400. Yeah, a little bit too soon. Because when he made his move, he forgot he had 400 more feet to go. And that's 7-Up. I don't know. They must have kicked it in the ass or something. 7-Up went to doing some unspeakable shit. He went to cutting some shit on. And he went on about his business, went round Grape 8. I mean, it had the whole, I'm talking about upset at the whole crowd, the whole track was like, oh, damn, what the hell just happened?
So, in other words, everybody was waiting to see that one then, Crucial.
Yeah, everybody. That was the first one up. You know, it was like nothing they complained about. You had two small block cars on 28s, two Mustangs. Ain't nobody got nothing to complain about with either car. So, you know, they went out there and did their thing, and James turned the wind light on. Yeah, he ended up turning the wind light on. So then next race up was myself and Jamie against.
Well, hold on. Hey, Biz, y'all did something. Y'all got an echo now. Crew Creature started echoing. What y'all did? Whatever y'all did, y'all made an echo.
I just closed it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Crew Creature.
Yeah, next race up was between myself and Jamie and Little Red Riding Hood. You know,
yeah, that's
most,
what I
want
to hear about, man.
Yeah, the most hyped up, talked about race, you know. We've been talking trash, and I've been trying to get hold of that motherfucking dog. Told me, listen, Crew Chief, until you get your shit together, don't come on this radio now another motherfucking time talking about you want a piece of Little Red Riding Hood. So I went up there, I told Jamie, not Jamie, I told Cowboy I was going to knock a period on for him. So we went out there. Like I said, both of us did our burnouts, side-by-side burnouts. We start our ritual going through the motor, bumping them down through the motor. Trigger Man, as everybody know, went straight in with the double bug. You know, I took my time going in. Trigger Man left. He hit me out the gate. And, hey, I was holding on for everything I had from that point on. He hit me out the gate. We going down through there. I looked over at him. He looked over at me. And, shit, Little Red Riding Hood went on about his motherfucking business. Said, boy, don't you do that shit no more. He thought it was a game. So, you know, I give them boys over there big props. You know, they slapped me on my ass and told me to go sit in the corner and think about it. They sit in the corner and think about what you did wrong, goddammit. And I found out what I did wrong. I should have never been fucking with him from the beginning. So, with that being said,
I get them boys, I get a crew once again, props on that race. So the next race up after that, Grape Ape said, hell, I feel lucky. I want to try Little Red Riding Hood. So one of their team members jumped up and told Cowboy to lock it in, and they went over there and got old Dave Cox, and they said there's a race. Well, he locked in, went on, got the car, got everything right. Them boys came back. Both of them did. Dave Cox started the burnout. Jamie was came right behind him. They both of them went down bumping through the motor. I guess Dave Cox's bottle pressure had dropped a little bit too low for him. They had to hold him up for a while. He had Little Red Riding Hood held up for a minute. They were trying to get the bottle pressure right. Got a torch, put some heat on the bottle. Then he went to bumping back through the motor, and the more he bumped, the more aggressive it got. So he got that together. They both of them, Jamie once again, went and cut both of them on. He went right in on the double bug. Dave Cox came, shot him there for a few. He went on in. Dave Cox hit him. Shit never looked back. I say he got down there. He patted the gas on a Little Red Riding Hood two or three times.
Damn.
Now you go sit your ass in the corner and think about what you
did. Well, Cruci, not to break you out, but I heard somebody, they said they made Little Red Riding Hood run on one system or something. What happened with that shit?
I didn't find out about that until after the track had closed. I didn't even know they ran on one kit. But, yeah, they said the race was one kit apiece. One kit because Grape Ape only got one kit. So they
made Little Red Riding Hood turn off a kit.
Yeah, they made Little Riding Hood turn the kit off.
They packed the gas on them.
Yeah, they packed the gas on him. You know, if you design the run on two, run your two. Don't cut that shit off.
That's why I love you, Cruci. You tell it the way it is, boy. You don't cut no corners. You tell it the way it is, bro.
Man, right. You know what I'm saying? If that's how it went. And then the grand finale of the night between Big Low and Mr. Tony Bynes, primetime Tony Bynes. They was having a little trouble earlier. They had a little water leak that they was working on getting fixed, so they finally got it fixed. Big Low went out there. Tony went out there. He made a couple shakedowns. They was all right with, besides the water leak. Low went out there. He made a couple shakedowns. He struggled a little bit. Temperature changed, track changed on him, so he missed on the tune-up once or twice. Tony said, man, I'm going to tell you right now, Big Low, you might as well go ahead and pay the punk out, because it's going to be ugly for you if you go out there with that bullshit. Low say, man, listen here, ain't no way in hell y'all coming to South Florida, and I'm going to pay a punk out. So with that being said, Tony said, you sure you want to do this? Low say, yeah, we is on. So they got the financial part straightened out, went to the line. Tony Bynes, his monster burnout. Big Low, he came. Half of Tony Bynes burnout. They backed in, went to bumping him through the motor, both of them bumping him through the motor. Tony Bynes came up with the double bug. Big Low shot him there, maybe about 6 seconds, and then he went on ahead and went in. Tree came down. Big Low left first. Big Low moved about 30, 40 feet, broke the tie. He backpedaled that motherfucker like he was Antron Brown or something. He backed up that motherfucker and caught that son of a bitch and made a charge out this world. Tony Bynes, he was going down through there, and I guess he was wondering where Low was at, and he looked. And when he looked, he drifted to the center a little bit too much. Tony said, I don't want to see that moving now another time. And Low went past him and shook his ass when he went past. Shoot.
Hey.
My God damn. Tony said, boy, you can't pass me so fast. I ain't know what the fuck it was. Tony said, if I ain't know that was you, I was racing. I wouldn't know what the fuck came past me. So, with that being said, Big Low turned on the light. Both cars had a little issue there. But Big Low turned on the wind light. So, Big Low take the win.
Y'all had a good time down there. Y'all had a nice crowd,
man,
and shit, bro?
Yeah, nice crowd. We had an unbelievable crowd, bro. I mean, I honestly thought, I look back when... 7-Up and Grape Ape was getting ready. Not the 7-Up. Yeah, 7-Up and Grape Ape getting ready to race. Man,
yeah.
I thought I was at making, bro. I've seen so many motherfuckers. And I'm like, God damn, there's a lot of motherfuckers out here, boy. I didn't realize it, you know what I mean? I didn't realize there was that many people there because I was, messing with them cars and stuff. You don't really have time to check on the crowd and all that kind of stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah, the track was packed. I mean, you couldn't ask for nothing better. We had good weather. We didn't get no rain. It wasn't too hot, you know what I mean? It was about 84, 85 degrees. I mean, had wind, nice breeze all day. I mean, bro, you couldn't ask for nothing.
But Crew Chief, see, the champ Big Ken on the line tonight. Because we've been getting conflicting stories now. They say he ran on, the Little Red Riding Hood ran on one kid, and somebody said he didn't run on one kid. And so we don't know what the hell going on. But I'm wondering, why would he run on one kid, though? And I see
Wait,
a
what?
Big Ken on the phone. If you don't mind. Biz, you see that, Biz?
On my phone.
I don't know what Big Ken.
You break it up, Biz.
I said, what's Big Ken's number?
Hold on. Let me look at it. See, it's 601, 3356.
Oh, okay. It's a Mississippi number.
Yeah, 601, 3356. I know he was trying to get on.
Okay, well, tell him to hit the one button. He ain't hit the one button.
Well, I can't tell him shit. I mean, listen, if you listen to the show, Ken, hit the one button, shit.
Yeah, hit the one button, Ken.
Yeah, if he on there. But
yeah.
Crew Chief, I like the way you get a story, boy. It's just like you was goddamn there, man. I like the way you get them stories, man.
Hey,
oh,
Big Ken,
you
got
to
get this
man.
Oh,
yeah.
Big Ken, what's going on, Big Ken?
I don't know, man. What's going on?
We want to know, did you run on one system or did you run on two?
Oh, I have no idea, man, because I was here in Mississippi and Tony and them had the truck. I don't know what they ran on, to be honest with you. I just know they ran Crew Chief, and they run great ace for somebody.
Yeah, Crew Chief on the phone now. But
yeah,
they tell me, I just heard Crew Chief. I didn't know that. Crew Chief said they ran on one kid, and Grape 8 patted the gas on Little Red Riding Hood. I don't like that shit now, because that's the case, goddammit. I'm finna go back down to Miami and look for that motherfucker.
Hey, dog, it's all crazy.
I mean, if Crew Chief tell the truth, I'm going back to Miami looking for that motherfucker. I'm going, where he at? Text me his address. I'm going to park in front of his goddamn door, because don't nobody pat the gas on Little Red Riding Hood.
Hold on, I can confirm that. Hold on, let me call. Let me get somebody. I can get somebody from the Grape 8 camp on the phone. Hold on.
Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to open up Meatball. Meatball.
Yeah, what's going on, Biz?
Okay, I got your mic open, Meatball.
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm going to cut your mic back off.
What, Meatball at the track, Biz?
Huh?
He at the track or something?
No, I think they had some type of event.
Oh,
DJ
okay.
Grant, I got your mic open, DJ. I got your mic open.
What's
going on, DJ? Stunner.
Man, I don't know, brother. Who was that saying Stunner?
That was Dog,
oh, that's
man.
Me.
Dog, it's Dog. What's happening, Dog?
Man, I don't know. Hey, DJ, we just can't hear you, man.
Can you hear me now? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you a little bit better. Yeah, you know, it's Lil Tony show tonight, but Biz and me, we kind of standing in for him because Lil Tony might be somewhere
message.
Trying to find some more
when
horse
you have finished
to
recording,
Biz,
you may hang
Biz
up or press 1 for more options.
I got to agree with you, dog. Well, Crew Chief do gives a hell of a goddamn blow by blow, make you think you were there. Now I felt like I ain't missed nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I like, yeah, he, you know, he got to get out like I get out. I got to admit, I can tell the truth. That David Crew Chief been doing it smooth, and you can hear him just as plain and shit. Crew Chief, you back yet?
Biz can give a good play by play like that too. Now,
yeah, but Biz got that old gravel ass goddamn voice.
Actually, Crew Chief just dropped off. When he clicked off.
Goddamn, is Big Ken still on the phone?
Big Ken is still on the phone.
Oh yeah, we need to get Crew Chief back. See the thing we want to find out about. I'm like you, Biz. Like, DJ, we just had a.
Yo,
been
yo,
listening.
Yo.
I'm like Biz.
Your
Biz said, "Shit, what the hell? If I got all my kids, I ain't talking down nothing
about
my problem." Is that Crew Chief?
Hello. Yeah, this is me. I'm back.
Oh, did you get over to them boys?
I got an answer machine. I had to hang up and call back into the show.
Oh, okay.
But he gonna call me back. As soon as he called me back, I'll just add him in on the line.
All right, but DJ Grant just came on, and we were getting your praise, man, how you get that play-by-play. We said it was just like we was there, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a lot of other grudge races that happened out there on the local
side. Butt Naked ain't make it down there? I thought Butt Naked was coming
down. No, Butt Naked, he had he called low and said he had something happen in his family. He had some family issue. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Quote, you know, what I heard, so... he had some kind of family issue, so he didn't make it. I just, you know, hope they get it straightened out. You know, everything be okay on that side. But, he didn't make it. I was looking for it. Baldy was there. Baldy came in there early. And he was a little upset.
going to be in the building because he said Big Clark had called him action and that he was coming, and he didn't come. So with that being said, you know, Baldy, he ended up leaving. Baldy came and left the show.
Well, all right,
I got y'all already congratulated old Biz for winning the shootout up there up north.
Man, if you talk too much shit about congratulating Biz, they're going to shoot your head. They already called me a dick sucker because I told them Biz been killing them motherfuckers.
Killing them up there, ain't he? God damn.
Fuck around that IRS going to be looking for his motherfucking head.
Y'all just make sure y'all stay down there because these jokers up here sweet, man. Sweet as bear meat. Y'all make sure y'all stay down south. Leave these guppies to me.
Hey, Ben said, you can go fishing with them motherfuckers. You don't even need no bait, do you?
Man, nothing.
Don't tell me you can go out there with a dry hook. You just.
That's it.
Oh,
wait till November 3rd. Watch this. I ain't got to lock in with none of you guys. Why would I lock? I don't want nothing hard. hey, you know they say game is sold, not told, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it. What I want so hard for when I got these sweet jokers, I'm going to kiss in the mouth.
Biz, I don't blame you, boy. Shit, I don't blame you, boy. So they so sweet, you might even give them some tongue.
Huh? Ooh, man. All day long.
Speaking of November 3rd, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of November 3rd, what's up with your man, Trey One? You heard anything from him?
Trey One should be definitely ready for November 3rd.
Man, I want to make sure, because I got my partner want to set fire to that ass.
Well, who you got for me running Trey One?
T5.
Oh, he going to fuck T5 up.
Okay.
He going to fuck T5 up. I'm going to guarantee that.
That's what I want to hear. That's two calls.
T5, my main man. That's my main boy. But T5 finna get his ass set on fire.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, that's all I need to know.
Now, like I said, and I know for right now, the oven on, you know how you put the oven on simmer, it's on simmer. By Wednesday or Thursday, I should know whether or not I'm going to turn that bitch to broil.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn it, Thanksgiving turkey. We're going to roast and baste this motherfucking ass.
Like you the driver, dog.
Hey, man, shit. Goddamn now. Hold up now. See, crew chief, you too motherfucking smart now. You're getting a little too smart now, motherfucker.
Okay, you
sound like
you
said that
driver,
now. Y'all don't throw them rumors out there. But trust me, come down Wednesday, Thursday, if I call into one of these shows Wednesday, Thursday, and say we having a turkey roast, watch and see though that motherfucker said that T for T5 stands for turkey five.
Hey, listen. One thing about it, dog. That's why we run them down the track. We don't race on paper. You know everything that happened on that track.
I'm with you. All I want to do, I want to do one more thing for this year over. I need to get DJ Grant to fuck somebody up because you think DJ Grant, much shit as DJ Grant talk and much shit as DJ Grant take, and he's still talking shit and ain't beat nobody. Man, that bitch fuck around and whoop somebody's ass. Y'all bitch got to close all these motherfucking shows now.
Believe that. He's going to be on every show for the next 3 weeks straight.
Before we get into that shit,
I got to say, Screw Chief, since I got you on the phone. Biz, you still on the phone, Biz?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I don't mind. I ain't trying to take over the show or nothing, but every time you and one of y'all people mic up, y'all got all that goddamn noise, so we got a quiet conversation. But while I got it on here, I want to send props out to Crew Chief. What I mean by that is, Crew Chief got his ass whooped. He talked a bunch of shit, but he came over here tonight and said, hey, man, the Red Rider just spanked my motherfucking ass. So, Crew Chief, props up to you, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. Appreciate it. I got to tell it like it is. You get a lot of these jokers out here that can't accept defeat, or they want to make an excuse or make this, bro, look, I got my ass whooped, shouldn't have been fucking with him. And guess what? I got to go pick on something a little lighter. So next
week,
Ice Boy on my list.
Yeah, one thing about it, though, Crew Chief, they can say if they want to see. Everybody want to see all these races. As soon as you get a race, a bitch want to talk shit like, you shouldn't. Okay, motherfucker, if I didn't run him or whatever, then you motherfuckers wouldn't have seen no race, and you still have been fucking complaining. So it's hard to satisfy these motherfuckers. So I'm like you. If I think I can whoop a motherfucker, fuck that. I'm going at his ass. If he kicked my ass, then I just have to goddamn it look for somebody else.
You're absolutely right. You know how many people said that I came back to the trailer? I couldn't move 2 feet, man.
told you shouldn't have been fucking with the man. I told you shouldn't have raced him, this and that, da 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 da.
Oh, man.
Here's your car. You standing on the sideline bumping your gums. You got a car. You ain't even bring it to the track.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your two race. So what are you talking about, man? Talk to me when you get to the track, man. What's your car, bro? All the other shit I don't even want to hear. Oh, you mad because you done got your ass cut. Let me go get you some Neosporin. You done got your ass cut. That's what's wrong. Man, listen, bro, I ain't even worried about it. I ain't got nothing to complain about. I just got out, ran. It is what it is.
Right. DJ, did you get that belt fixed? Are you working on it, bro? We need to get that damn car. Like I said,
yeah,
I need you to get your ass whooped, or you need to whoop somebody's ass.
You have no idea what the real problem is, but I think we're going to be all right for next two or three races. Then I'm going to have to pull it down and just try to be ready for Fat Two.
Well, hold on a minute. That don't make no sense. I don't understand that now. I'm talking about that belt jumping off. What's wrong on that goddamn belt jumping off? How hard can that be?
I don't mind. It's the end of the crank is bent.
Oh, okay. I know something had to be out of line. Okay. Yeah. But that's something to keep jumping off.
That's why I keep jumping off. But what the hell? I think it'll be all right. You know, next two, I'm trying to make at least two races, the November 3rd and this upcoming weekend WIT race. And that's probably going to be the last two races I'll probably make. I'm going to have to pull it on out and stick a new crank in it.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on one second, dog. Let me open up two mics. Three mics just came up. Hold on. Big Wheel, 773-4309. Hold on, Big Wheel. 313.
This is in this cabaret, nigga. It was a hell of a cabaret.
Hey, hell of a cabaret. Your mic is open.
That sounds like some gay shit.
313-7047. Your mic is open.
I was so fucked up, nigga. I ate one of them goddamn chicken sandwiches from up there at the motherfucking stairway. What the hell?
313. Let me go ahead and mute his mic. 404-3716.
What's going on,
Ben? What's going on, baby?
Congratulations on your win.
I appreciate it.
Tight man.
What's going on, Mr. Grant?
How you doing,
Godfather?
All right, hey, what's up, Pete?
You can pay the bills early this month here for next month. And Christmas is looking real good now, right?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, before I got in the trailer, the wife called me and said, "What's my cut?" And I'm like, I'm trying to think. I don't want to tell her where we was in Philly. What you win? I said, damn, because she's going to read the internet. I said, we won $10,000. He said, what was that? Man, I got to break it up like a 38 Ford.
Hey, but see, Miz, that's just like the Godfather got on here, and he didn't tell about his victory in Orangeburg Saturday. He had to work real hard for the race. He goes down to the trailer, and he's talking to Gigantor, and they whole crew is about 35 of them with yellow shirts on, so we knew he was going to get a race again. So, dog go down there, and they got a guy named Bubba. Dog told him, if you put Bubba in the car, damn giving me the back tie, I'm going to get him the back tie. Bubba's about 350. Easy. Yeah. So,
I know Bubba out of his ass in there,
huh?
Did Bubba out of his big ass in there?
No, dog. And then dog holler, if a motherfucker named Bubba, I got to run him. So why you say that? He say, Tight, what's my name? What's my nickname? I say, Bubba. They died laughing, right? So finally, dog tricked them to come straight off the trailer. Big block versus small block. 29 with Willie Ball against small block. No Willie Balls. They gave dog the back tie. I was the DP man. I left them down there waiting on them to come around. Maybe an hour or so go by. I tell dog I want to get a little bit in it. I want to put a little skin in the game. He say, okay, Tight. You know, I say, I know I'm the DP man, but shit, I can't let you be against 35 motherfuckers. It was 35 of them.
Oh. Damn.
Dog pulled around the water. He didn't pull it in the water. He pulled around the water. And he got down on Smokey. Smokey bogged down. I fell out. Oh, this bitch can't spin a wheel on just dry. So I'm sitting there. I had placed a little side bed on the side. And dog backed in the water doing a little burn in. He's looking, waiting on Giganto to start up, so they start at the same time. Dog pull it, you know, burning in, going forward. And the damn trait pull the motor down and run. I say, this is weak right here. I say, this is weak. Don't trick me. for my money. Know I'm hustling for next month's deals and shit. So, dog taking pull in. First, he go to pull up. It go past the tree, nobody in front, I'm in the back. Well, guy come in and we move dog over, and dog turn on one bulb. And they go in and turn on both bulbs. Dog eased in, down come the tree. Man, only thing I can tell y'all, we need to get a tree to the track for November the 3rd. I like Willie Dog. His name is not the Godfather, it's Lumberjack.
Hey man, look here.
Hey.
I was down there. Like, man, keep telling that story. The more you tell it, man, it's like like the first time I heard this shit, man. Go ahead on, man. Tell all of it.
Hey, but yeah. DJ and B, check this out. So, dog cut with the back guy, the motherfucker, he cut the perfect tree. I went to look. He left so, he moved so early. I said, oh, no, this bitch done red lighted for my money. I looked and I seen two green balls. I was good. Giganto made a move. As soon as they turned loose the button, he made a move towards the center line. Shit, dog was back about a 3:30. All I heard was woo. But dog, can I tell him that crucial ass light you cut?
Go ahead and tell him that. You can go and tell him, type man. It's your story. We ain't got nothing to hide. Okay. God damn it! And tell him who you betted on the side, the old motherfucker.
I bet it AC. I told him see you seven. Y'all must stick together. But they don't want to stick together. So dog come back down. He come back down. He say, Ty, look. I say, dog, I thought you had damn red lips. Ty, I say, man, do you think you? I say he was dead from the word go. He couldn't have recovered either way. Dog kept going. I kept telling him how much I thought he had damn went red. Dog come back and go get his ticket. 003 with the back tie.
Ooh,
003
yeah.
with the motherfucking back tie.
Damn.
Hey, but see, that's one thing. See, I don't pat my own back. That's why I do a lot of racing, but motherfuckers don't know it because I don't pat my own back. I just do like Biz do. I just keep a licking that when I got something sweet.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
You had them kind of life with your front motherfucking time.
I know it. Yeah, right.
Hey, dog.
I know you drive the S10. You know, I met when I came down to Fayetteville about 3 or 4 years ago. We met them boys with the black S10.
Right. Yeah, the black mama boy.
Yeah. Y'all gonna line up with each other?
If the only way you're gonna line up with the black mama boys, you got to go to Piedmont. When they're in a good mood. Otherwise, you're going to forget lining up with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of
hot air. I did talk to Bay, and he told me he was going to be in Macon on the 3rd.
Yeah. If they do, it'll start snowing that day. don't get me wrong. There's some good fellas, right?
Yeah, they're real good guys.
And I ain't trying to talk about them. They talk a good game, but they ain't finna go no goddamn well. But at Piedmont, probably. They might go to Fayetteville and race, but other than
that. Yeah, that's what I met him at in Fayetteville.
They ain't going nowhere else.
Well, you can do a lot of racing that way.
Hey, dog, I'm starting to look and notice now, most guys with S10 besides 007, they really don't do no damn racing, and they wear it ain't shit.
You ain't lying now. You got a point down there. You got a motherfucking point down there.
You say they don't travel. You say they don't travel. You got to catch them on a good day. Dirty Red got to get a little bit from his own lady. But I met his boyfriend before he engaged. He's got them best other than you and Crew Chief, this with the STN don't really need to talk too much on.
Now, do Camp 5 still got the STN?
Huh?
Do Camp 5 still got the STN?
No, they've been got rid of that motherfucker. They've been got rid of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but y'all go ahead on. We don't want to just dominate the show. Y'all got anything to say? Go ahead. Cause me and Tyke Man and DJ Grant, I put it away. Me and Tyke Man can talk all night. DJ Grant will laugh all night. That's something.
You better believe it.
That motherfucker will laugh all motherfucking night. Man.
Hey, I got 205-2712. Sleepy.
What's going on, Vivian? What's going on, DJ Guy? Bob the Tyke Man. What's happening?
All right, Sleepy.
What's happening? Nothing, man. I can listen to Godfather and Tyke Man talk all night, too. I really enjoy them, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, we got somebody just raised their hand. South Carolina, 803-0950. Debo.
What's going on, Tyke Man? No, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, baby?
You didn't call that number out right. You have to call it 80?
All right, Tyke Man, you almost got your ass whooped yesterday with that shit. Them boys out of South Carolina said they're going to tie your ass up, put some duct tape on your mouth.
Hey, I got to stop the show. Hold on now. Hold on one second.
You better hope it's a good-looking ass woman.
Hold on one second.
This is your Michigan Governor's Grudging Host, Little Tummy, connecting Michigan grudge races with the rest of the United States and larger grudge world. Grudge Inc. is the fastest growing grudge talk radio show in the nation. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Down on these motherfucking ass, I'm going to go. If this little Tony fucking ass.
The Bubba B King. Is that the Bubba B King?
Yes, sir.
Tis
I. The Bubba
B King
that terrorizes from coast to coast.
That bitch ain't terrorizing nothing. I want that Bubba B to sting me on my dickhead so it'll get bigger. And you know, if you sting me at Little Tony, that Little Tony, I want him to kiss my dickhead so it'll get big.
Hey, now, dog, it's my birthday. See how you treat me. You supposed
to. Oh, it's your birthday, man.
Everybody get a pen. I'm gonna give y'all the address to send all gifts to.
What up, Tony?
Monetary gifts are most appreciated.
What's up, Tony?
Ain't nothing, dog. What's happening, man? What's going on, Ben? What's going on, Greg?
What's going
y'all
on?
Right?
What's going on, pretty
what's
Tony?
What's going on, pretty Tony?
Yeah. Hey, Biz, I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate you on your victory the other day. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but you know I was rooting for you.
Don't it make you fry up every time you have to congratulate that motherfucker because he's fucking y'all up.
Hey, man.
You and Chemo faggot ass, he just fuck y'all like y'all royal pussy.
I mean, you know what? Like I said, me and Venus, you know, we got our rivalry, but behind the scenes, boy, I love that man like a biological
well,
brother.
I know, but you probably love him. If I was fucking a motherfucker, much he fuck y'all, I love him too. And I had an ugly old bitch I used to fuck. I mean, you know, and I didn't give a damn about it, but she had some good pussy. I kept fucking. I fell in love with her, too.
Hey, dog, I bet you wasn't no white woman.
Goddamn, now, come on now. I told you, that goddamn DJ Grant, that somebody's still in 3 hours with that goddamn laugh, man. And then the motherfucker got mad one night talking about it was DJ Grant laughing. Every bitch in the world that get on any of these talk shows know DJ Grant laughs. Every bitch in the world.
Hey, dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
DJ Grant. good kids don't get in trouble for them talking in class. They get in trouble for laughing all that.
Hey, Tony, what you doing for your birthday, brother?
Nothing, you know, been hanging out with wifey all day. She just took me out to dinner and, you know, took me shopping and whatnot. I'm just doing the family thing.
Yeah, hey, I ain't wanna, you know, get to be nasty and nothing like this, but I bet you she ain't with you right now.
Why wouldn't she be?
Go get back in there. He on the radio. He can hear you. Get your ass back.
we're Gene Fulton shop. I told her there's one more thing I need her to get me before we close the day out. Eight and something.
A nitrous refill station?
Yeah, okay, refill station.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, you better get one of them from Company Car. You go by there and get one of them other motherfuckers, and they give out. Goddamn it, they ain't gonna warrant it for you.
You just make sure you have yours for the 28th.
Huh?
I said you just make sure you have your nitrous field for November the 28th.
Uh-oh. Man, look here, man. You think, do I look like I'm worried? I mean, serious business. Do I sound like I'm worried about a motherfucking call, Lil Tony?
No.
I don't give a fuck about no bitch named Bubba or Lil. That's like, man, what I told a motherfucker. We didn't even know who the fuck Bubba was. That bitch said Bubba. Man, a bitch named Bubba? Man, God, I don't give a fuck. If John Foe's nickname was Bubba, I'm going to fuck him.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Bubba couldn't get in that car. They motherfucking put lard on his ass and tried to push him in there.
Hey, lad. Hey, look at though. Hey, DJ Grant, though. Bubba was sitting there. Now, Bubba, good fella. But the top of his head looked just like Fred Sanford, man. We thought that bitch was Fred Sanford.
Damn. Look, Tony, I want to wish you a happy birthday, bro. Many, many more.
Thanks a lot, T, man. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
Hey, Tony, you wasn't there yesterday, but I'm going to say this. It was like taking candy from a baby. Only competition was Donye, but he couldn't stand the test. But other than that,
I ain't going to say no lie now. I don't know who posted that video of Donye making a goddamn shakedown, but Donye looked good.
Oh, that was Dolomite. Hey, because I didn't know what track he was at. I seen Donye on the golf cart yesterday. I said, Donye, what was that track you at? Was you in, because he forever going to Florida trying to sneak and make a pass. When I told him I seen the video, the man like he had a box of sour lemon heads in his mouth.
Hey, it's Omar, Crew Chief Mike. He said, Omar's Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a box of lemon heads in his mouth. I said, man, you look good, Donye. He's like, yeah, man, I ain't think nobody's seen that pass.
Shit, Donye look good.
Yeah, I hear you, Coochie.
Hey, I got my man from Team Gray Paper on the phone. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? I heard there was a dispute about the race with Lil Red Riding Hood, man.
It wasn't no dispute, though, bro. We just, congratulations for kicking that ass, but it was a dispute. Was we want to know, did y'all run all out or did y'all run one system apiece?
Oh, we had one system apiece. There's no two system on it. We verified that with Mr. Burns witnessed the other day that there ain't never one system on the car.
I'm talking about, what about Lil Red Riding Hood? Was it on one system too?
Well, Lil Red, I don't know. We ain't verified Lil Red Riding. We ain't had to after we whooped that ass. We ain't had to.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
But y'all agreed to run on one system, but if you want, you didn't give a damn about checking. That's what
The winner checks. You know, the winner don't have to check. The loser, if you want to, you can verify.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But the stipulation was y'all going to run on one system, but if you kick that ass, you didn't give a damn how many systems you had. That what you're saying?
Yeah. You ain't give a damn. He had five on. It don't matter.
Okay.
That's it. But we played your favorite song, though.
The Gap Man.
Yeah.
All right, on the 28th, then bring that motherfucker to Holly Springs, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you got the back tie.
No. That ain't a good sign, y'all. Now, if you tell me this, then you talking about a race. If you tell me I watched that motherfucker move, then it's a deal.
Oh, you hold on now. You done whooped the motherfucker, and then you want to move?
You said that, man. You said bring it on the 28th. You're talking about coming somewhere on the 28th. So if you invite me somewhere on the 28th, you got to make me think there's a party going on and I come to
show you. Hold on a minute now. That just must show you, you must be new in this motherfucking game. You just whooped my ass with the car and I'm finna give you the back tie and you talking about you want to move? What kind of, you been smoking
that
shit tonight?
Yeah, I ain't going out like that. I ain't going out like that little sucker now.
He must be new to the game.
I'm inviting you to the party, and I got something for you. Because you got strippers and you got a pole. You just telling me you're going to give me the back tie. There ain't no way.
Okay, I'll tell you what I want you to come on the 28th of Holly Springs, and I'll take the back tie from you.
But let me tell you how this goes. See, I ain't wanted to steal that at that time. You was a bad man. The Red Riding Hood did something for me. The Red Riding Hood, you know, came and showed up. You know, and showed everybody that. They would run with Larry Ryder. I respect that. Like I told Mr. Pine, I respect that. But when it comes down that you mess with Ray Bates, man, you understand me? You're out of your league, man. Just like, well, shut up. You're out of your league. Just like we was out of our league messing with Seth Muck. You know, Seth Muck is a grown-ass man. You understand me? We choose to play. We played and lost. You understand me? Chill our hat to you, man. You're a bad man. But the rest of that shit, man, we don't see it, man.
So, in other words, you won't get Larry Ryder the rematch then?
Yeah, I did a little rematch. Yeah, I get a rematch.
But that's what I just said, then. What the hell are you talking about? I just said on the 28th, we'll be in Holly Springs.
Yeah, I'll give
you
the rematch. But you saying, you telling me you'll give me the back tie. I don't want the back tie.
Okay.
If you're going to give up something, man, give me something to look forward to. Give
me the back tie. I got you. I'm going to give you a straight-up ass whooping then.
Okay, I take that. See, but I understand that you was a driver. You was supposed to be the driver. But then I know it's one thing, too, and I told you this a couple months ago. You scared to come to Florida. Whatever reason why you won't come to Florida, you scared to come to Florida.
I'm scared to motherfucking death.
Man, who is this motherfucker?
You know why I'm so scared, though?
Hey,
you know why I'm scared?
Shut the goddamn noise up on this goddamn phone. This is Michigan's show. Shut the fuck up, man. Who the fuck is talking, man?
We need the king of the north to close that mouth right there.
Man, listen, and it's a motherfucking hat racer, man. Shut the fuck up about this shit down there. On the 28th, Lil Tony going to run the track down there.
Where?
In Holly Springs, man.
I want to hear that again. Can you repeat that? I didn't hear it right. You going to run it where?
In Holly Springs, motherfucker.
Okay, then. And who is I'm talking to?
Kimo.
Just have your motherfucking ass there. Hey, dog, you know how I feel about you, man. You're a duck and run, man, any given Sunday, man. So, you know, I just have to take it as it comes with you. I catch your partners in there, man, and punish them, man. You know, that's how that goes. And tell Mr. Vine, I like what happened at the end of the race.
What happened?
I liked it that.
What happened at the end of the race?
Oh, when he put on brakes, man, you understand me? You know, I don't know what happened, but I know he put on brakes. You know, I told my partners them and, you know, explained it to them. You know, the man passed through something a month ago, you understand me? And I guess when the cop broke the groove, you understand me, he didn't want another, you know, reaction or whatever happened, so he let and hit the brakes. You understand me? And then, you know.
Is this Great Bay talking?
Yeah, that's what
Hey, man, this you, Great Bay?
Yeah, this is Great Bay. Yeah, this is Great Bay talking.
Oh, you talking about so you said Tony hit the brakes when he raced you with Little Red Riding Hood?
Hell no, I'm trying to hit the brakes when he ran Big Low.
Oh, okay.
You understand me? You know, you got out the groove a little bit, you understand me? You know, then he hit the brakes, you understand me, you know?
So Great Bay, you think you a bad bitch then, huh?
Think who that?
You think you a bad motherfucker?
Not really, you understand me? I thought I was a bad motherfucker until I fucked in the same up.
Okay.
So, in other words,
Sam Up put you in your place, and then Little Red Riding Hood beat the shit out of Crew Chief, then you beat the shit out of Little Red Riding Hood. Is that right?
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? You know, they asked me to do them a favor. You know what I'm saying? Man, I need you to take care of it, man. I took care of you.
So, in other words, you don't
you know
give a damn.
I had to show you that.
So, you don't give
Little
Red Riding Hood the back tie then on the 28th, then, huh?
Hell, I ain't giving Little Red Riding Hood next.
You say you paid the gas on it.
I tell you what. I tell you what to do. And this sounds better than anybody. You, the heaviest car gets the hit.
The what now?
The heaviest vehicle gets
the hit. Ain't nobody getting nobody no goddamn hit. Now, you just get that over. That's some gay shit. Ain't nobody getting no fucking body no hit.
Hey, and I ain't talking about no 50 or no 60 or 100 or 200 pounds. I'm talking about anything over 200 pounds heavier get the brake.
All right, lock that out.
No, you lock that out. Because I know for a fact, Little Red Riding Hood lighter than us by a lot. That for a fact.
What, you got a Mustang?
Look at, I got a Mustang, yeah.
We'll see about that, Grippy. You going to be there in Hot Springs on the 28th?
I can't make it out.
I fuck Little Tony if I'm fucking you up, too.
I'm trying to get ready for Bradenton.
Well, goddamn, we all be ready for Bradenton, too, but what that got to do with the 28th?
I can't do the 28, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't do the 28. I'm trying to get ready for Brady. You know what I'm saying? One step at a time. One step at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
Brady.
We need to stop that conversation right
and,
now. That's
hey,
going to be simple.
And guess what we can do with Brady?
Right.
We can run Little Red Rider Hood out the back door.
Hey, man. Mute that man, Mike. He be on that shit. Fuck it. Hey, man, we trying to get a race this session, not next, motherfucker. Get your motherfucking ass on back in the bed.
What
you say about
that,
dog?
I give him the break out the back, though.
Yeah, who the break out the back, though? You, sir.
Oh, shit.
What car you got?
I got a Mustang like you.
Hold on. You got a stock suspension Mustang.
It's stock suspension, Ben Yoan.
You got a stock. Hold on. I'm thinking clear about this rat now. Do you have a true stock suspension Mustang? If you do, I take the hit out the back, though.
It got the back seat that ain't even got no
mixer
tubs in it.
Hey,
DJ,
I asked
you one question.
DJ, shut up and just lock the motherfucker in, DJ. He said you got a stock suspension Mustang. Yes, lock his motherfucking ass in and shut the fuck up.
Right.
No, you ain't got no stock suspension Mustang. You talking like a gorilla, man.
See, DJ, you got a lot of things, man. He asked you if you got a stock suspension Mustang. Your Mustang is stock suspension. Ain't nobody right there. Yes, and lock that motherfucker up. Get you a good DP, man.
Who is this stupid motherfucker talking
to? Be quiet.
Hey, I'm going to tell you who this stupid motherfucker is. This stupid motherfucker is a bad motherfucker. Ain't scared of no motherfucker. And
man,
the way you talking about shit, like you sound like you don't race. Hey, y'all, hold up. Great bait. Y'all, hold up. Yeah. Great bait. He got a stock suspension Mustang. He say you got the brake going out the back, so in Bradenton. How much you locking in? I'll be the DP, man. How much you locking in? I got to see the Mustang first before I say that. He might got a stock. Hold on. Okay. I got to. Hey, let's clear about something.
Because we got a DP man down here, which is Coochie. Do you want to put up a deposit? Okay, let's clear about something. Let's do like Tony Vines them do.
If you got one gun on this motherfucker, I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that's class racing, bro. We run it.
It ain't no goddamn class racing. We were class racing.
They come in the
wind. Listen, I ain't never heard it before, but when Tony Vines them did it to me, guess what I say? I'm going to do it to somebody else that tried it.
If by any chance
you say you want to run and that what you want to do, have one system on that motherfucker and I'll run it out the back.
Hey, great face. Hold on, great face. You getting a break, dog. He giving you a spot. You
man,
can't tell him, man.
I don't give a damn what he's giving up. He might be giving a break up with a 632 in a Mustang.
Hey, he
might be giving the break up with a 632 in a Mustang.
Hey,
Coochie,
you got to educate that man.
Man, let's come one a pair, man. We come one a pair, then we can deal.
Hey,
I am
Coochie,
not running nobody with no 2-3 fall.
You got to take that man to Grudge Race to School 101, man.
You ain't letting him take him to Grudge Race to School 100. He ain't made it to 101 yet.
Show your bad ass up in Bradenton. Show up at Mr. Paul's event in Bradenton and show me this is the motherfucker that we choose to give you the break with.
Lock this motherfucker, man. This is one kid shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, lock in.
We're glad you came on. Now go back to bed and take your fucking medicine.
When I knocked in the head yesterday, man, they made me do it. I'd have lost my money if I'd have had two on it. Man made me pull the hood off that motherfucker to verify what number one gun on there. And if I'd have had two, I'd have lost. So don't you start that shit. That comes from y'all, man. I ain't never did that before. Don't start that, though. That comes from your camp. I ain't never did that before.
Okay, I'm with you.
But I respect,
I respect
the game.
When you run seven up, they
make
you have one gun apiece, right?
Huh?
When you ran seven up, they say you had to have one gun apiece?
That's what they said.
Okay, I got you. I understand where it come from now then. I got you. Okay.
They say that that one gun. They say if I had two on that motherfucker after the race is over with, and when you drive, when the winner come around, if the loser choose to verify, when you drive around, and they say open that hood, you open that hood right there.
That's what was done.
But when I lost, you understand me, to 7-Up, I didn't want to go see. I ain't went to them and say, open your hood. You understand me, did none of that. See, because, listen, I lost. But when
okay,
I won,
I got you,
they,
baby,
made me, they made me open the hood. They made me open the hood, so that's how I go. But,
right,
you know, I ain't never heard of that. You know what I'm saying? Dying in Florida, we don't play like that. Dying in Florida, man, we play whatever you got, that's what you run with. Now, if somebody want to give up something, you want to take something, that's on you.
Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Great. Do you run turbo cars?
Hell no. Do you run a turbo car?
Yes, I do, you stupid motherfucker.
Stupid motherfucker, I got a turbo car for you to run, you stupid motherfucker. You got one you want to run? Yeah,
hey, that motherfucker sound like Buck Naked a little bit,
though. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for your stupid ass since you got something to say. I got a white boy got a motherfucker turbo car.
No, everybody can go get
something.
I ain't
know. We ain't no shit. You got a turbo car. So every day you got a turbo car, you got a white boy on your team.
Man, I'm all nigga.
Yeah,
so
you
go
back in the goddamn woods
team.
Of Miami, Florida. He thinks
so
if you got a turbo,
so
you got to be white.
You got a turbo car, you's a black man. You's a turbo car, got a white boy on your team. So don't go
I got,
about you.
I'm a...
Man,
listen,
come on, man.
I got
a white boy on my team. I can't have a white boy on my team.
Great thing.
I got a white boy on the turbo car.
Man, they got black people on their team. God damn, man. What are you talking about? We talking about who owns the goddamn car. They have drug
drinks.
That's that.
No, but I'm just saying. He actually got on the turbo car. I told him I don't own a turbo car.
Well, DJ Grant.
I know somebody that owns
one. DJ Grant, the closest thing to a white boy we know. He got good hands. He got a light skin.
Goddamn Big Lakes on this show having a goddamn fit.
Hey, dog.
Hey.
What you on with that, dog?
Yeah. Y'all got to understand there's something in the water down there in the bottom, so. Hey,
is that what it is?
Y'all
yeah,
ain't great,
hey,
baby.
You know
I understand why they call that
hey,
motherfucker great,
hey, you know what it is in the water? It called whoop ass in the water. It's
okay.
Called whoop ass. That was in the water down here.
As long as you got one cup. You can't have a one cup, though.
Yeah, you can't have number one cup.
Hey, you know what? Oh, yo. What's hey, man. I got online. This is BS. I got online right now the baddest small block Mustang up here on the north on nitrous. You want to do something in Macon on the third? He's going to be in Macon on the third.
No. Biz, that's my sweet meat right there. We got a Camaro for his ass.
Hey,
and
Biz,
make it on
hey,
the
Biz.
And then one of y'all going to get
hey,
him.
Biz.
Watch
hey,
y'all.
Biz.
Yeah.
Hey,
watch
Biz.
Watch
I'm
going to
tell you how that goes, Biz. I'm all a Red Rock, Biz. I ain't got a problem all a Red Rock. Anybody that know me will tell you, I'm all a Red Rock quick. But I know I can't
you.
Win.
You
know what
I'm
But if I bump it, you know, we have to show up somewhere, you know what I'm saying, and you make me feel, you know what I'm saying, like I got a chance of winning. Bro, damn it, man. I'll go in, man, and try that, man.
Okay, but what I'm saying is these guys are traveling 17 hours from Michigan to...
You know,
I don't know who's doing that. Yeah. We got a guy by the name of Motor City Jimbo traveling 17 hours from Detroit to Macon, Georgia on the zoo on the 3rd of November. What we saying
is... coming that far, boy. You're a bad motherfucker, boy.
So what we
it ain't a matter he's bad. It's a matter he's just coming to race.
He coming
right.
To race.
Oh, he'll say, hey, man, you don't bring
no
smoke.
Hold on. He bring his 15 nitrous bottles. He bring his 15 nitrous bottles.
You don't bring no smoke car that far. You don't go that far, but so God.
I knew that.
You
ain't
in the state of Carter. It's Carter.
Hey, bro. I got to contradict you on that, bro. We went the way to goddamn Indiana, bro, and I seen a motherfucker bring a 620 car come up there and get off, bro.
Motherfucker
came up there with a 620 car and came and got off with that motherfucker, man.
Goddamn.
And that motherfucker came out of Alabama, man, with a 620 car all the way to Indiana and got off with that motherfucker. So you can't say that, bro.
He's talking about Dougie Long Street.
Hey, that was one of the whoopings I took.
You got a
trouble,
Crew Chief,
this is what y'all breed down there? Crew
Chief, hey. Hey, whoa. Hey, Kimo. Whoa. Let me stop the motherfucking print. That motherfucker there way from the bottom, bro. That motherfucker way down there from the bottom.
We can tell.
Oh, he's farther than y'all. That's a different breed of motherfuckers, right there. He's a different breed of dude, but he a good old boy now, but he just, when it comes to racing, he's a different breed. So, you know, I just got to
Yeah, we can tell that now. You're right about that. We can tell.
Hey, he's
a dumb motherfucker, but he all right, though.
Do me a favor, dog.
Yeah.
I need you to please come to Florida on the 14th. I think it's 14th or 15th, Crew Chief.
I come to Florida every year, motherfucker. I'll be in Bradenton every year.
Okay. Well, I need to see you then. You know what I'm saying, man? I just hope I see you then. That way I can go ahead and shut your fat mouth.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have a
nail
so I can stick it sideways up your ass.
Yeah, well, you can try that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been fucked before, but you can try.
Hey, Gray Bay.
Ain't never wrong with you trying now. But it's always a bad shit come behind trying me like that.
Okay,
you know what,
Gray Bay?
Hold on, dog.
I gotta tell you one thing before we go. Great babe.
Okay.
If I do fuck you and you like it, can I kiss you?
Well, if you fuck around and fuck me, you ain't better tell nobody.
Hey man. Crew Chief
hey,
say that dude that's
hey,
from the Florida
hey.
Keys. He ain't from down there with them. He's from the Carolina, Crew Chief.
Hey, Kimo, I wanna ask Great Babe one question before we go. Hey man, up north, we got a Mustang. Little tire car,
yeah.
Small block on the motor, no nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo, no alcohol. What kind of spot you gonna give us?
I can't do no spotting, man. I ain't.
Hey man,
spotting.
Get that man off the phone, man.
Get that man off. My eyes bad, man. When it comes to that, when I say it's my eyes bad, when it comes to getting somebody something, man. My eyes bad, my nerves bad.
But it ain't bad when the motherfucker giving you something, is it?
Guess why? I got it. That's just like you at the red light. The light turned green. Nobody there but you. You know you can move when you get ready, right? Somebody figure that out, man.
That motherfucker crazy, man. That's a good name, man.
Hey, man, shit. You don't bitch at the light. The bitch turned green. You can sit there, man. Hey, man. As long as you don't let the bitch turn red again, you good. Then the fuck around be sitting there like, you know what I'm saying, the bitch that turned green, the motherfucker gone. Now you didn't realize you done took off, you know what I'm saying, you got to try to run this bad motherfucker down. And then he turn around and laugh at you after he gets back, him and his partner them. Then you got old goddamn ass dog, you know what I'm saying, talking about you, you know what I'm saying, all about what your stupid ass should have did or could have did.
I don't want to go through that, man.
When I tell you this, I mean it. When I come around, dog, look dog in his face, I like the dog to take me over to say a motherfucker thing to me for a high five.
Did you get his money?
Don't laugh at me, hollering about your stupid ass should have done this or done that, man. No, I ain't going through that. Now, you can try that with dog. Now, dog want to try it.
All right, we got some important business to take care of. It was one guy that has under the cliff, had under the rock, by the name of Avery. He pulled up at the track yesterday at Milan. He pulled up at the track yesterday at Milan with a car, and he called out Lil Tony. He called out Bub. He called out a lot of people. Called out Three Lugs. He called out a lot of things.
You know what? Don't give that man no credit. That man.
I want that Lil Tony know what happened. So Lil Tony, because I got some 313 numbers that's trying to get in. So
I don't know Avery's number, but I just want to let you and Lil Tony know that the man showed up at the track with a cop.
Yeah, he did, but he did not let anybody know he was going to the track. He did not want to engage with anyone. He called this stuff sneaking out there.
You know, Kimo, I feel what you're saying, but I can't say he snuck out there because he went on a no E.T. So he knew all y'all was going to be there.
I
just knew he was sneaking out there like on a Friday or something like that. And y'all catch him?
Yeah. Let me correct you. We didn't even know if it was, I mean, it rained some of the morning and it stopped. So he knew wasn't nobody going to be out there. He snuck out there, man.
He snuck out there?
Yeah, because if some of these guys had known, you know, that it wasn't going to rain, you know, it was raining and then it stopped over here and then it rained. So he snuck out to the track. He didn't go out.
Y'all got to have a gatekeeper. Somebody to watch out.
You know, everybody got their, you know, opinion on how that went down. Did say he didn't sneak. You said he did sneak. Let's get that bitch on the phone and lock his ass in. We'll see what his intentions were.
What's the goal?
I said, get the bitch on the phone and I'm locking his ass in. Fuck.
And down on his ass you going.
Down on his ass I go. I don't know and don't care if he got big block, small block, whatever. I'm racing him. Whatever that motherfucker show up in, down on his ass, I must go.
Okay, well, let me see what this is, Tony.
When I heard he was at the track, I texted him and told him, okay, you got your car to the track. Last week y'all had little wheels, because I want to lock both them bitches in right now.
Hey, Tony, I don't know if it's him, but I'm going to open up this mic, so I don't know if it's him. 313-6293.
What happened first? Man, mute that goddamn mic.
And what happened first? I just see it.
They doing homework.
Yeah. 313-2850. 313-2850. Your mic is open. Is that you, Ball?
It's me, Ball. Yeah, I got somewhere I got disconnected. What's going on?
Okay.
I'm sorry. The co-host Biz. What's going on to the host, Lil Tony?
What's happening, Ball?
Man, listen, I was trying to get on the... Man, your name was brought up, man. This man pulled up with his goldish, orange Cutlass and saying he was looking for you and he was trying to check you for colon cancer.
Hey, man.
Damn.
I have called them individuals numerous times and begged them and pleaded with them to come on, lock in. They keep saying, no, we ain't going to do no locking in. I told him last night, I said,
well, we going to get you on this show. Since you came out here with his chest out. So do anybody have Abe or the Bucks Motorsports number? Lady A or somebody? Because this man had his chest out and he thought he was Superman last night.
Hold on. I got it, baby. Hold on.
You go through the Rolodex here. Did you say the Rolodex or your Hoedex?
No, that's a mad man.
Hold on, his number is 313-510-0456.
Call the motherfucker then. Don't be killing us. Call it then.
I got one of these phones, man. I can't do all that three-way stuff with this.
Man, I do it for a small fee.
Can anybody call that number? Because my life is tied up. Can anybody call
Hold
that
on.
Number? That man.
Say it again.
510-0456.
Come on, buddy.
That might be the homosexual hotline.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd like to say, is Biz on the phone?
Yeah, Biz is on.
That's King Biz.
Wait a minute, hold on. Biz, since a Detroit car called Big Shot Nitrous knocked out, what y'all call K Team Kevin yesterday. Do that make him Team Big Shot?
Oh, the phone went dead.
I don't hear nobody.
Are we still here? Everybody there?
Everybody here.
I got a business thing.
Call him again, Zach.
Yeah, please, and get him on the phone. All the stuff he.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, hold on 1 second.
That motherfucker got a business thing on the phone this day. Everybody supposed to have a call waiting on this shit now.
Hold on one second. I got the CEO.
I hope it ain't Jay Barnes.
Why wouldn't it be? Whatever CEO you know.
Jay Barnes might come over with another one of them goddamn "I Have a Dream" speeches. He fucked up the other night.
I did. Jay, you on, Jay?
Good evening, Lil Tony. How you doing? I'm gonna make sure that I give Lil Tony all the props in the world before I start my. I got a new dream speech. Tony, how you doing?
Team
on Tony, y'all good?
Yes, sir.
But listen, I got a Western Union, and the man knocked on the door and told me and handed my Western Union in my hand, the old school way, they hand it to you, deliver it to your house. And it said the King Biz was on the line, and I want to make sure is the King of the North on your show tonight. Is he on or not?
He the one holding
yes,
the
sir.
Show, Jay. Where you been? Me and
yes,
Biz
sir.
Was hosting the show. Lil Tony just got his motherfucking ass online.
Yes,
Biz is in the house.
Lil Tony, I just want to make sure, Lil Tony, that, and Timo, that the last time we had this discussion about King Biz,
Jay Barnes, he only can be, Jay Barnes, he is the king of hat racing. I don't do no hat racing. I don't do that. I don't go over there and run. I mean, to be serious, I don't go over there and run them cars like that.
Motherfucker, you ain't been running nobody lately, so shut the fuck up and
you had your ass over at Macon. We kick your ass with that command.
I just want to make sure that the Western Union that I got, the King Biz, and was on the line. And I was going to see what Tony and Timo was going to say. Still say that was the disputed king. Is he actually the king now?
No, he's not the king. He's the king of hat racing, not grudge racing. I thought he was a grudge racer.
Well, hold on, Jay. Well, Jay, why is little Tony in the kitchen cooking a goddamn ham and cheese sandwich for beer then? A motherfucking apron on. Hey, he ain't got no clothes on, but he got an apron on.
Hold on. Sound like the court jester.
I give credit where credit is due. Biz is the undisputed Midwest king. I'm gonna give Biz that title. Biz, like I say, people say that they hat races, but the man is turning that wind light on. So if you calculate all his wind lights with everybody else who done got a wind light this year. Hands down, the man is the front runner.
So it is official, Dean, and you second the motion.
Hey, Dean, you back there talking in the background, lady.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
I got somebody online that you probably want to talk to. I just opened his mic. Jimbo.
Jimbo, what's going on?
What's going on?
Jimbo, let me tell you this, man. Let me first apologize to you. I knew when I first met you, they told me you was the king of the North. Now that you've been dethroned by Biz.
Biz hasn't raced. Biz ain't the king of nothing because we haven't raced yet. I've been trying to race Biz. Lil Tony, I not tried locking him in?
Well, hold on a minute now. Biz told us that you were scared of him now. Not somebody,
Tony,
one of y'all lying now.
Lil Tony, have I not tried locking him in?
Yes, you have. This is me. Yes, you have. This is me, Paul, and I can vouch for you, Jimbo. Yes, you have.
That Biz a minute.
Huh?
Why haven't you gotten any of the shootouts at Biz event? I mean, was,
No. Let me tell you what. Biz told us that. See, every time you go to the track and get in one of them shootouts, you park down the street and walk down there and look and see if he's there. If he's there, you don't even bring your car to the track.
No, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, hold on. I grudge race my car. I don't have race it.
Hey, Jimbo, I was going to be quiet, but don't sit there and tell that damn lie.
We're locked in.
Hold on, you're right, but I'm just saying, don't come on here and say you don't have race your car. You know what I'm saying? Reason you don't put your car in one of them hat races. Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. So just tell them you don't like to take the willy bars off your car and you don't want to put your car in the event. Now, we're going to keep it 100.
Now, huh? what happened when I took the willy bars off and I ran down you? What happened with that?
3-1-3-5-1-0-0-4-5-6 is not available.
What's that?
Didn't you put your car in one of them shootouts that Biz was in also, didn't you?
I had my car in the shootout that was at Milan, but I crashed it, so I didn't get it. But
that ain't even been 3 or 4 months ago. You was in a shootout. The same type of races you say you don't get in, you was just in one.
Me and Biz, how come Biz wouldn't race me?
What you mean I wouldn't race you?
What you mean?
We've been trying to lock in with you for like two months.
Hey, is that Turbo Tim, or there's another Tim?
No, that's Jimbo.
Oh, Jim, that's Jimbo. Well, goddammit, if Jimbo was to talk for DJ Grant, I would know whether they're a man or a goddamn woman. Man, you got to put some bass in your goddamn voice.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm at home.
He is a woman.
Jimbo, what do you mean you're not locked in? We're racing in 2 weeks. What are you talking about we're not locked in?
No, that's fine. We're locked in. We're locked in for making. I'm
Jimbo,
trying to race you here before
so are you saying that you disputed? Are you disputing that you are not the king of the North East no
this
more?
Is what, no. This is what I'm saying. I haven't lost to a car from Chicago this year yet. I haven't lost to nobody around here yet this year, and I've beat everybody that raced Biz. I beat too. Biz beat Danya. I beat Danya. I beat former Kevin before. I beat all these people before. Everybody he raced. So me and him haven't raced yet. So until me and him race, he ain't the king and I ain't the king, I guess.
Yeah, he's king now, cause he's been kicking ass in all them other shows now. We've been hearing about him. We ain't been hearing shit about you.
You ain't hearing shit about me? I tell you what.
Dog, I'm going to enlighten you on one other thing, though. Jimbo is on 29s with Willie Bars, and he not stop suspension.
Okay. So Jimbo is a goddamn bully then.
I got small white lunches there.
Jimbo is a goddamn little bully. It sounds like a little girl.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to show with me.
Hey, what's that, Jimbo? Hey, what's Jimbo? You want to lock me with a third and Mason? You want to lock me in?
Yeah, let's lock in with you.
Yeah, okay, Jimbo. Any fucking thing you set your motherfucking ass in, lock in 500 on 25 or better for making on the third.
With what car? With what car?
With what car?
Lock in Bam Bam.
I don't give a fuck what car you get in. Don't tell me what the hell you're talking about. You said your name Jimbo. I'm going to make your motherfucking name L.A. Now, look, you roll with Tony Vines, right? Hold on. Hey, if you're not talking, put your phone on mute, because this is about to be a lock-in. I feel it. So if you're not talking, let these people hear what is being said so it be said clearly and say it once. If you're not talking, even include myself, I'm putting my phone on mute. Go ahead, Jimbo.
What car do you have that you're trying to race with?
Jimbo, let me tell you like this. I don't even know you. I'm going on business and little Tony Wood. If I see you when I see you, I don't give a damn you bring a damn. Any car you bring, I ain't telling you. And don't worry about it.
If you're the king, be like the king
and stop acting like a goddamn queen.
I'm going to tell you what I got.
I don't want to know what you got. I don't give a damn. Have your motherfucking ass down. They tell me you got willy balls and all that shit. I don't give a fuck.
See, you ain't even trying to race. You ain't doing no talking.
You want to lock in or what?
Yeah, I want to lock in. I don't even know what the fuck car it is. If you got any small block nitrous car on a 10-inch tire, I don't care if it's 29, I don't care if it's ladder bar, four link, what the fuck it is. None of that.
He got a little red hood over there, Jimbo.
This is an F10 truck.
Ooh, and what's the shit like?
You just said you didn't care. You just said you didn't care if it was a ladder ball or whatever, as long as it's small block. Make your mind up what the fuck you want to say, Jimbo.
Jimbo, he didn't say what car he's going to bring, so don't, you know, you're misleading Jimbo.
I'm telling him lock in Little Red Riding Hood, the Pacific car.
Hey,
this grudge race is not grudge class. Stay out of it. There's some two men that's skipping the race. Whoever.
Okay, Jimbo.
Hey,
you know,
man, if you listen to it, it's not grudge racing, grudge class. It's called save a hole. That's what it's called. It's called save a hole. But I'm just going to bag up. But I'm just trying to ask you,
what car are you bringing, Jimbo? Then we can see what we can do, because I'm getting tired of you saying you're the king, though. I don't like nobody coming to the king and their voice too soft.
Tell me how
anybody
you
voice soft and DJ Grant can't talk on this radio.
Tell me how you
Jimbo, what kind of car are you going to bring?
I got a Mustang, small block and nitrous, on a 10-inch tire, ladder bar.
You got Willie balls?
Yeah. It depends what car you're going
to take the Willie balls off in, sir. We don't run Willie balls around here.
Okay. All right. You lock in with Bam Bam or one of those cars. I'll take the Willie balls off for
you. Hey, hold up. Who the fuck is Bam Bam?
Man, whatever the fuck you guys got over there.
I don't know who the fuck is Bam Bam. Now, you're going to try to tell me what to run you with.
Now, all right, tell me what you got then. Tell me what you got.
I got a small block on 29s and no Willie balls. Now, what the fuck you want to do, boy?
What kind of car?
It's a Camaro. It's a Camaro.
It's 29,
29, 10.
Small block and
nitrous.
I'll lock that in.
Somebody help me. Hey, Lieutenant, go and take the show with me. By the time I get
through, I'm going to
lock
that in. Goddamn, I know you fighting him. He said he wanted to lock that in, dog. I just heard him.
Dog didn't hear him because dog didn't want to hear him. He heard what that man said.
What did he say? Last thing I heard him say is, what kind of car? I said a Camaro.
If you got it's small block on nitrous on a 2910, I'll lock that in. Hello?
Hello?
Dog.
I told y'all I folded before he said it. I didn't fold it, Jimbo. I'm sorry.
Dog, you was kidding me, boy.
Hey, man, y'all got it. I thought about it, the more I said, I don't want that trouble.
Dog, you're a shit-eater, boy. I never seen you do that, boy. You're a shit-eater.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating shit. If you're hungry, goddamn it, shit tastes like goddamn coffee. Heavy.
Hey, you do that. You the shit.
I got an Augusta number. It might be on the line. Hold on. 706-1551. I just know the guys from Augusta got a 706 number, man. My bad, man. Okay, so
706 don't have to be Augusta. It's all over. DJ Grant got a damn 706 number.
Okay,
that's part of Georgia.
Okay,
Georgia.
Where'd
that Great Lake guy go, man?
Now, y'all be quiet, because my damn homeboy, Buck Naked, finna get on Jimbo's ass, so y'all be quiet. That's what he called in for.
Jimbo, what you want to do with that goddamn that thing, man? I ain't in your plan, but I'll try something.
What do you got?
I got a Mustang. Stop suspicion.
All right, what's that? What size motor? Big block, small block, nitrous?
A mounted motor.
Huh?
Mounted motor?
You got a big block on nitrous. Big block on nitrous.
All right, cool. What are you going to do?
With stock suspicion.
You got wheelie bars or no?
Can't run Willie bars down there, Jimbo.
That's fine. Look, since you got big block, I'm going to keep my Willie bars on.
What? Man,
you're
a backhand.
That sounds fair.
That don't sound fair.
I'll take the Willie bars off. What are you going to do for me?
Kick your ass.
Get out of the lane.
Oh, man. I bet you will.
You got a backhand. Go home. That's a different class of race.
Yeah. You guys ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm calling to do something. Bring your ass here.
What about all you motherfuckers call me a sheet? What are you doing? Ain't eating shit and bagging up. That motherfucker eating shit, then back into it, then slipped up and fell on his ass.
Hey, you come on and try that red head up, cause I'm gonna lay my dick on Billy back.
That's right, boy. That's my goddamn homeboy. Fuck him up, bug nigga.
Bug
nigga's my new motherfucking hero, goddammit. And goddammit, bug nigga, I love DJ Grant. If I ever go to jail, I want DJ Grant to be in the cell with me so I can fuck him, but I want you to piss on DJ Grant Motor.
What's that?
I'm hitting that, Jimbo. I'm hitting that. What's up? Want to try something?
I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna run that over to the small block to a big block.
Well, hell, small block to the biggest on big block.
Nah, well, mine's not. I got 23
Jimbo,
past intake.
Jimbo, this is me ball. Hold on, why everybody trying to pick on Jimbo? Let them take one race at a time. God damn it! Don't try to lock in with all these motherfuckers at one time.
Well, who is he locked in with?
He locked in with Steve down there, man.
He locked in with no motherfucking battle. So what the hell you talking about?
I'll lock him in with small block.
Yo, you don't have a right to say nothing. He's trying to lock it in with you. You ain't saying nothing. So you ain't
locked
in with
that goddamn phone, so fuck that. Go to somebody else. Who in the fuck is he locked in with? You talking about everybody trying to jump on him. Who he locked in with? Lock in one motherfucker. Who he locked in with? But
hey,
he got out, man.
I let him keep them fishing balls on. What it do, homie? I'm going to be on 3110-5W. What's up?
Uh-huh.
Well, you what?
3110-5W, you keep the motherfucking fishing balls on your car.
Nah,
how about that?
Nope.
Hey, Jimbo. Jimbo, don't do it, Jimbo.
Nope.
Who just said don't do it? You trying to stop racing? Who is that on that motherfucker talking about?
Hey, this is. I told you this is a favor home. So,
Ray, telling him don't do it, man. He got a motherfucker small block on going against a mountain motor, man. You understand it, man? Listen, man. Let him try another motherfucker got a mountain motor and another Mustang, man.
If he's got
damn, man. Jimbo, cut a white one now. Goddamn, what y'all trying to do, bud?
Sounds like somebody blood pressure.
Hey,
only one motherfucker can talk, that we can, and then we can understand them. Yeah, it's too many people talking at once.
Yeah. Well, it's great bait, man. And the man talk dog out, man. Now somebody trying to defend dog would kill him. Don't do that, man. Let's all defend yourself for one time, man.
Hey, didn't I say I fold my goddamn self, great bait? Shut the fuck up and take your medicine.
Well, yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Hold on, great babe. I got the champ on the phone. Hold on. 601, I'm going to open up two mics. 601-5133 and 478-3895. I know who 5133 is, but who is 478-3895? It's a Georgia number, 478-3895.
Hey, how y'all doing, Biz? Lil Tony and everybody, how y'all doing?
What's going on,
man, Joe? I'm enjoying the show. I just want you to do a favor for me, Biz, because I'm really enjoying the show. You hosting the show tonight, Biz?
No, Lil Tony on the show. Lil Tony hosting.
Lil Tony, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Joe. What's happening, man?
Man, listen, I just wish you'd do me one favor. I'm enjoying the show, listening, being quiet. Will you make the show where I can understand what's being said, please?
No, Joe, because you ain't say hi to me, man. Fuck it, Joe. I'm going to let the show get out of control.
Okay, Kimo, well, you know, I'm just going to sit back. I'm just going to sit back and play my position, dude. I just thought I'd ask.
I'm enjoying the show, Tony.
I just can't understand what everybody's saying. Man, you can't hear nothing. You know what I mean? Everybody blobbing out. The same time, Lil Tony.
Okay.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a great show. If you can hear what y'all saying.
Hey, Tony, this Biz. I just got a text. Somebody I do not know just sent me over Avery number. Do you want me to try to call Avery?
Please.
All right.
Hold on. Y'all carry on.
make sure his number ain't up there.
Hey, champ. Hey, champ. Butt naked.
Hey, what's up, Kimo?
Hey, what's up?
I'm here. I got my mic on mute. I'm at the drive. I'm going to come right back. Let me complete my order.
Okay.
Kimo, you call me, man?
I was calling Butt Naked. I was telling Butt Naked that might be a good race. Let Jimbo lead the bars on since he got so big of a motor.
You know what, man? But you know what, Kimo? You right. I got to get used to Butt Naked being called a champ. You right. My bad. I'm back on mute, y'all.
Oh, damn. Joe, y'all, no disrespect. You are still the champ. You know what I mean? My bad. I didn't mean to disrespect you with that one.
Oh, no,
it's all good, man. Y'all have a good show, man. I told Jimbo you
can lead them balls. I don't
want to go. Jimbo. His mic still open. Jimbo, mic still is open.
Yeah, let me have some of that money you won last night, boy. I need a little bit.
Ain't you locked in with him?
Say what now?
Ain't you locked in to raise beers down in Georgia?
Most definitely.
In the stages, hey, Kimo. He thought he did something slick. He thought he did something slick to me. He said be in the staging lanes by three. He thought he did.
I ain't do that thing. I just know it's cold. When it get cold, it ain't gonna rain. When it get, I'm telling you that.
Kimo, he thought he did something slick to me by saying that. Tell him that's one of my moves. I want to do him.
Butt naked. Spears got a lot of stipulations, baby.
Regular. Cool. Yep.
Butt nigga, mute that goddamn mic, Butt nigga. Just cause you the goddamn champ now, you can't do what the fuck you want to mute that mic, bitch.
I'm still talking unless you heard me a while ago, a punk ass.
Oh. Hey, Butt nigga said a man can keep them balls on. What's the problem?
You don't supposed to be texting on the job. I see you back and texting on that telephone.
this man making love to the girl, man. I got a Detroit number. 313, Big Fred. 313-6547. Big Fred.
What's up, Biz?
What's going on, baby?
Congratulations. What's up, little Tony? Timo?
Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry about this, Fred. I don't mean to cut y'all, but I got Wayne the man. He's able to lock that in. He's able to lock that in at Jimbo with our Butt Naked.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Let me open Butt Naked mic back. What's going on?
Butt Naked out of the drive-thru.
Yeah, Butt Naked.
Butt Naked.
I thought Butt Naked was on the phone. He is. He's still on the phone. Now, what's the problem, Butt Naked?
All right, man, how you doing? I'm in the drive-thru.
How you doing, motherfucker? What you skilling with small blocks?
Let me tell you something. I'm not skilling no small, woman, no big woman, neck.
Okay, so we coming, and we going to run how we run. What's the problem?
I ain't got no problem. I told him to keep them sissy balls on that goddamn car. I'm running like I run. 31-10-5W. What it do?
You got a what on your car?
Hey,
Wayne, did you just check the champ?
That motherfucker ain't no champ.
Hold on, the Alabama champ. He's not the world champ. He's the Alabama champ. Did you just check that motherfucker?
Yeah, I just checked the champ.
I just told him what to do. I'm 31-10-5W. He can run with the fuck you doing on that small block.
You ain't even got no 31-10-5W in your car. Stop lying, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, if they don't fit on here, come on the goddamn 10 speed, bitch. I know what I got.
What the fuck you need a 35-10-5W
racing
a small block?
Hey, what difference you make? You gonna lock in or what? Fuck all that what he got. You gonna lock
Shut
in or what?
Shut your old raggly ass up, motherfucker. Ain't nobody talking to you right now.
Well, lock in here, bitch, or get your motherfucking ass back where you was.
Motherfucker, you need to be somewhere getting a pedicure with your raggly ass feet. Motherfucker,
get a pedicure. Your old lady the one
wasn't trying to do it. I can't have it if you don't know how to do it, motherfucker.
You can have that bitch. I don't need
her. I already got it. I don't want her either.
All right, then. Okay, into that story, then. We both don't want that whole nothing. But next, what are we going to do?
I just told you what I'm going to do. You can run like you want to run. I got a better 110.5W.
But do you want to lock a race in? You have not raced with – you don't have a 31 on your car. Stop playing, man. If you don't want to lock it in, just –
I have one on there, but when he come down here, one will
okay,
be
okay,
on
okay,
there.
Okay, 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 okay. So if you don't run a 31.5, 10.5W, why do you need to put one on there for a small block? I'm just asking you that.
I'm just asking you why you had to run with the ball. Why you had to run with the ball?
Wayne, you know what? He ain't going to put it on, so it don't matter.
Oh,
fuck him.
He don't want to race, Jimbo. That's why he just talking shit. He ain't even going to put no 31. He don't want to lock in because he don't want you to fuck him up. That's why.
Well, he said he'd lock in. What y'all keep on talking about the tie? He said he'll lock in.
What the hell is wrong with all of y'all? When y'all come in, I'm going to show y'all something. I tell you what. He can run, I'll put a 29 on that bitch and I'm put my wheelie balls on. How about that?
Dude, we got a small block, cast intake. You know what? You got a big block, one carb. You got a big block, one carburetor, cast intake. You can do what the fuck you want to do.
Hey, you see why? You see why? I'm going to come up with something. They're going to come up with something.
Hold on. Everybody can't talk at once. Everybody can't talk at once. Everybody can't talk at once. Now, what you say, butt nigga?
I had dog with a little more real beard. I need to make me some new bracket for my wheelie ball.
No problem, we get that,
dog. Now I know why Mississippi Joe dog your ass all the motherfuckers. You is a stupid motherfucker, ain't you?
Hey, call him what you want to call him. I'm a rich stupid motherfucker, believe that.
Now, I don't give a fuck what you got. Rich ain't going to get you down the track, motherfucker.
Hey, why y'all put that dumb bitch on the phone for? He said he was going to come on and lock in. He ain't locking in, so what the fuck is he still on the phone
okay,
for?
Because, dog, you know damn well he ain't got no 31 on the car, man.
Yo, what did you make if he got him on there or not? He said he ready to lock in if he got motherfucking 28 on the bitch. So what the fuck
okay, since you want to talk so much, what you want to do?
I don't want to do nothing. I already folded,
well,
bitch.
Shut the fuck up,
I already folded. Well, you,
hey,
they
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
They brought your big ass on because you said you was going to lock in.
This is the
Michigan
motherfucker. This ain't the dog show. Shut the fuck up.
Goddamn it, whatever the fuck your name show is, neither,
shut
bitch.
Shut the fuck up. This ain't the dog show.
It is, right. It is while I'm talking, motherfucker.
Man, move that bitch. I don't hear him no more.
Your motherfucking ass. I was on this motherfucker before
shut
you come on.
Shut your ragly ass up.
Business on this bitch when nobody else on this motherfucker. And if you don't like it, suck out the left corner of my ass.
It's some white crackhead out there looking for you right now. You need to go find her, motherfucker.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Wayne.
Hey, see if Donald do something with that. See if Donald do something with your gray car with a little Red Riding Hood, man.
That motherfucker ain't gonna lock in. Watch, he starts backpedaling.
You know what? I don't even know what is little Red Riding Hood.
Why y'all got that uneducated
stuff
on the phone?
Hold on, dog. Hey, dog. He got an all motor car, small block all motor car.
Hey. I didn't tell him how to got. I use Viagra. Some people don't need it. I use it, so I don't give a fuck what he got. If that bitch ass motherfucking Wayne, if that's what you're talking about, any fucking thing he said, and he got the back tie, a punk motherfucker.
Oh shit.
Don't get this slapped up here tonight.
If you bitch slap me, motherfucker, when you go swimming, you're gonna go swimming with one arm.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. We just now leave the finish of the track down here. You know all the drag rate, and we leave our trailers open when we go to the staging lane to make a pad, so we might leave something out. We caught this motherfucker down here stealing nacho bottles tonight. Woo, boy, it was on and popping down here.
Did y'all beat that motherfucker ass
over there?
Man, that motherfucker, he told folks nacho bottle like he going to get them filled up. Everybody like, what the fuck are they doing?
Butt naked. We coming down there on 29s with a small block, cast intake, one carburetor to fuck you up. What do you want to do?
I don't give a damn. Y'all put a fat bitch on top of that. I will put y'all.
Look. Hold on. Let me talk. All I want to hear you say is, you going to show up with 28s or 29s. That's all I need to hear. No willy bar. We don't care about your food and motors. We don't care about Mike. We just coming to fuck you up. What you want to do?
Why y'all want to come to war with y'all gun fully loaded and cocked? Y'all want me to come hand cocked? Ask me that. Answer that.
Motherfucker, your motor is twice the size of the motor we bring. What the fuck is you talking about?
We got a small block one carburetor. You got a big block two carburetors. You got a big block with two carburetors. Are you scared of a small block with one carburetor? Are you serious, man?
Twice the car I got. Y'all got a bank head car.
A bank head? You dumb. Was you listening to Preload the other night? You just as stupid as him, man, goddammit, if you believe that shit.
Then y'all say you got a ladder ball? I need to put the ladder balls up
under everything, man. He is. Oh, this motherfucker, he's stupid for real, ain't he?
Did you got a lot of balls or what?
So you think every lot of back car in the world is back half? Is that what you think?
It ain't stopped.
Are you fucking serious, man?
Every lot of back car I've seen was back half. Every last one of them.
Wow. It's not back half, man. I tell you this. Lock in. If we show with a back half car, you get the lock up money.
I told you 31-5W, homie.
Wow. I'm gone, y'all. He ain't talking about shit. I thought he was talking about
Hey, Wayne.
What up?
I mean, honestly, he really don't know, but me and you are locked in to run head up through the 8 mile. So, and me and him is locked in to run head up through the 8 mile. And I'm not telling you to take nothing off your car, and I'm running you head up. He not taking nothing off his car, and we run a head up. I don't see why he wouldn't run your head up. I ain't trying to get in the middle of it, but basically he never seen your car, you never seen his car. But you can use me as a middleman. I'm running both of y'all head up, Pro Tree, 8 mile. So I said that because you about to get off the phone, and I'm trying to get y'all to lock in so we can have some more races in Macon. So you can use
right,
that
right.
information if you want to, butt naked, or you can stand your ground. It don't matter to me. But
I ain't giving no money away, homie. Does he have one carburetor?
Yeah.
But, Nicky, what's the problem? What you scared of?
Your Jimbo got a skinny ass woman, or do you got a fat woman?
I've never seen this woman.
I like a big booty girl. He chose the woman he wants, I chose the woman I want. He chose the motor he wants, I chose the motor I want.
I would rather you say you don't want some problems, but you just sit here and act like you're going to put a 31. Yo, I bet your car won't even take a 31. So why is you sitting there playing, man? Just so you don't want some problems. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to get off the phone and go do what I was doing. Huh?
I bet it will fit a 31.
Okay, butt naked. I got a better race for you, right? You got a Ford motor with two carburetors. I got a small block. One carburetor with no nitrous, I will run you head up. You turn that shit off.
If you
damn right you turn it off. Your car fuck motor, dumbass.
Then I tell your dumb ass
to
shut the fuck up.
Hey,
Wayne.
But fuck what you said, bitch. Your mouth cut just like mine. You can't tell me a fucking thing.
Bad naked. I will run you head up. My small block to your big block.
I ain't taking nothing off. I already done told you. I ain't changing nothing.
Hey, Wayne.
Hold on. One second.
Butt naked,
I'll give you the back tie.
Give
my small block.
Give me
something, Mercedes. I ain't doing that. I want him hit up. I don't want nobody to give me shit.
Yeah.
Did you hear me asking for something?
No, I'm giving you something. Motherfucker, it's going to be so close to Christmas. I want you an early gift.
That's why I said I ain't asking the motherfucker for shit. It's like when you're in prison. You get something for free, bitch, you're going to pay for it later. I don't want shit free.
I know when he came to his cell, he had a lot of apples on his bed.
So you say you don't want to race here. Just say that. Just say it. That's all I want to hear you say. You don't want them problems. Just say it.
Is that what you want me to say? I don't want the problems. I'm not taking care of
no
myself.
Problem. All right, good night, fella.
Good night, Wayne.
See ya. All right. Larry, your mic been open, Larry. We got another call coming in. 313-7330. 313-7330.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got a lot of background noise. 313-7330. Yeah.
My little brother.
Unmute your mic. All right. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Biz, how y'all feeling, man? How y'all, you and Tony and Chemo and all y'all, how y'all doing, man?
Doing pretty good, brother. Doing pretty good.
Pretty good. Is Chemo on here?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Larry.
I'm doing pretty good. Is Chemo on here?
This is me, man.
Hey, what up, Chemo?
What's going on, Larry?
Nothing, man. I wanted to tell you, man, I got this boat out here in the front of the house. Me and my two grandsons, we got the boat out here. We want to know if anybody want to try anything.
Nah, Larry, I haven't got to that part of that stage of my life where I got a speedboat or anything.
I just had to call and let y'all know, man, I'm still representing, brother. That's all, man. I just have my little, get my little joke in and I get on out of there and let y'all keep the show on rolling.
All right.
I started to fire it up for you, Chemo, because he's got a big cam in it, boy. Y'all think it was a tsunami over here or something?
Uh-oh. Is DJ on the phone tonight?
No, I got my two grandsons. I hadn't did nothing to it in about 9 months, and so I went and got it and tuned it up and everything.
Yeah, I'm here, but nigga, what's going on?
Yeah, they're out of school.
We'll let Larry talk. We'll let Larry finish talking.
I'm gonna finish this right quick. Now we're gone. They're out of school, so we're getting ready to leave out of here tomorrow sometime, headed to Minnesota, going down there and see if we can catch us some crappie. So
okay,
we look forward to seeing y'all, man. 28th or the 3rd or something of that nature, man. And until that time, man, all y'all take care and God bless y'all.
Okay, how are you, Larry?
All right, Larry. Go ahead, but what's up?
Call you out of your phone. I've been calling you 3-4 days.
He called me last night.
I called you last night, night before, and the day before.
You know, Friday night, I don't do nothing Friday night and Saturday during church, so.
Y'all called me last night. I you on the show the other night. And I called you Saturday night. I couldn't get you on the phone.
I was knocked out, brother.
All
right. What are they doing over there for the church?
I got to speak to DJ Grant. What's up, DJ?
What's happening, brother? What you know good?
Oh, man, shucks. I'm hanging in there, man. Still hanging in there, holding on with both hands, man. Now I'm going to get out of here. I had to speak to you, too, old DJ. You know I ain't gonna go nowhere without hollering at you now.
You ain't hollering that much, man.
All right.
Who the hell is that?
DJ, your boy brought their car out today down there in Phoenix, didn't
he? Do what now? Who did? I can barely. You're breaking up. What you say? What you say, butt naked? Did anybody hear what he said?
Butt naked. He say somebody rolled their car out or something like that. I don't know.
They brought it out. Oh. Butt naked.
But Nick eating that Burger King, man.
Just dropped off. I got two more Detroit calls just popped up. 313-0778. Your mic is open. 313-0778.
I bet you ain't named one of them calls Will or Lil A.
No,
Chemo,
this is Slicker.
This who?
It's a T-Slick, the original T-Slick.
T-Slick?
Yeah, the original T-Slick. This ain't that T-Slick from the butt cam either. This is the original
happening?
One.
What's happening, Slick?
What's up, team? I'm doing what I normally do, best, sitting here sipping on me a little Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, Slick, you make sure you stay in the house because we know how you get when you get that whiskey in you.
Well, look here, man. I'm not going to hold you up too long. You know, I'm original from the Pimp Association, but... people keep calling me from the Fag Association on that little Tony, so I'm going to tell you right now, you know, he forgot about my birthday, but, you know, I never forget about his. You know, he's been a long-time friend for years, but he definitely changed over from the Pimp Association to the Fag Association, so I just called to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Latone, you
don't be laughing back there in the back. I hear you back there, Chuckman. You got something to say, Punk?
Damn.
Hey man, we pay good money for this radio show, and you wasting our airtime. Hang up, you faggot. Okay, let me tell you something. I have heard some worse of some bitches on there than I am. But I'm gonna tell you something. Have you heard from that sperm break son of mine? Did he call and wish you a happy birthday?
No, I ain't heard from him.
Well, anyway, that's what I call for him. You know, you ain't worth two damn dogs, but you my nigga. I love you, man. But happy birthday, and I'm going to sit here and finish rubbing these nuts of mine and watching this TV and drinking me some 2020, and I'm going to stay in the house, Timo, because my mouth tells you somebody like him, I'm going to run him over.
Damn, Tony, you ain't told nobody it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. You know that Patrick can tell his birthday tomorrow?
All right.
Big dog, you slipping.
Man.
I'll wait on that call tomorrow. You cuss me out. I know you're going to cuss me out. But anyway, I love you, man. Bye.
All
right. Later, Kimo.
All right, Slick.
Okay, Mike.
Man, seems like can't nobody get Bus Motorsports on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean,
I said, can anybody get Bus Motorsports on the phone?
Oh, I called Avery, but he didn't pick up. I guess he don't want to talk to you guys.
I guess after 9 o'clock, Lil Will got his dress on too, so.
Oh, it's not bad.
You done kicked a little ass over there, so who all did you terminate?
First round was a class racer, put him on the trailer. Second race was a grudge guy, big block with an F3. Third guy was a grudge racer, big block with an F3. Fourth round was Donye, big block with systems. And the championship was a class racer.
Okay. So what was the deal with you and Donye?
Say that again?
What was the deal with you and Donye? He just can't beat you?
No, I ain't going to say that. I just think that he want to beat me too bad.
He jumped the gun, huh?
No, he didn't jump the gun. He got sideways about 400 feet, about 300 or 400 feet. He got sideways and he scraped the wall.
Wow.
He kind of got out through.
He already quarter mile and 8 mile.
8 mile. I have been baptized in the name of the 8 mile. I don't want no more of that back door action.
Okay.
Easy on your motor and parts. I love
that. Now I'm glad some of y'all up north guys said that shit. Now y'all was dogging us about that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this man, he's winning good money off that 8 mile. So
yes,
why would he go out to that?
Oh, I ain't mad with him. I mean, shit, yeah. To be honest with you, I ain't never liked the fucking 8 to a quarter mile shit because it take too long to look at that shit.
Well, one thing about it, dog, if you're going fast enough, the quarter mile come up real fast.
Yeah, I know that. I ain't going fast. That's what I said. It take me too long to look at that shit.
you know what, those dogs, what I do, I recognize. With the cars going close to 200 miles an hour, it could probably get really scary up there on that big end.
It goddamn sure do, especially at nighttime.
With them little tires on it. So.
Especially at nighttime.
Hey, man, it was a crash last night, man. I do want to take time to, man, thank No Limit Raceway, man. They had a hell of an event. Man, it was packed. It was plenty of cars. The track was on kill. When I say the track was on kill. We had several people. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know, but I heard Tate was at 41 again. What, is that true?
Let me finish. You know that we have several people that down 41, down on the track, down the prep. Tate was one of the ones who gave praise for how that track was prepped, how I was hooking. Donye was one of the ones that gave praise on how that track was hooking. Mark Crank from Detroit ran his fastest 60 ever. And I can say it because he posted it online. He ran his 60 the fastest ever. So the track was on point yesterday. I really want to take a minute to thank God for Terrell, man, the Hawk. The man ran Ruby Red yesterday, and the man hit the wall, and I believe he hit a guardrail. And y'all know a race star hitting a guardrail is like a launching pad. And man, the man went up in the air two times, man, and it was such an ugly crash, man. I couldn't even go down there to see it. He was all right. He was all right, man. The man walked away from it, man. It was chemo. When I say the man's car was 10 feet in the air, his car was 10 to 12 feet in the air after he hit the wall. It was unbelievable, man. But they ran down there. The ambulance was right there on point. The EMTs were there. They got the man out of the car. You know, I had a chance to hug the man about an hour later. And, man, it was unbelievable, man. It was a good event. Had a couple of crashes. But when you run it for $10,000, man, people stay in the gas a little longer than they usually would, you know. So to answer your question, Tate was there. Whatever problem Tate had, he fixed it. Only thing you got to do now is keep it off the bumper.
Is that Tate the Great, y'all calling him Tate the Great?
Tate the Great. Yeah.
Tate told me he wasn't going back to 41, but I guess when it comes to that money.
No, and actually he didn't come to actually get in the event. He didn't. He just came down and he said he was gonna walk the track. If the track was all right, he was gonna take his car down the track. He actually waited for a few passes. And I got to take my hat off to Jay Bond. He sent me a secret potion up here. And I did light it on the track a little bit. And, man, I'm telling you, after I put it on the track, people was putting it on the bumper, man. And Tate was one of them. You know, the track was there, Kimo. The track was there yesterday. And, like I said, whatever problems Tate had, he fixed it. It's fixed. All he got to do is keep it off the bumper. I ain't never seen Tate Kali like that. Never, you know. So, man, it was a great event, man. Three Lug, he got the bus from Plumber Kevin. Plumber Kevin knocked him upside the head. What's the other guy's name? Plumber Kevin drove Ruby Red.
Who's driving Three Lug car? Big Red driving Three Lug car?
No. Three Lug drove his own car.
No goddamn wonder that big dumb bouncer ain't got no business in no car.
Wait a minute. Who you talking about? Drag
I'm talking
about or
Lug. Lug. I'm talking about Three Lug with his big fat chicken eating ass.
Hey, dog, you gonna be at Wit Race on the 28th?
If the creek don't rise.
Okay, well, you'll see Three Lug down there. Yeah.
You know he gonna be there because the infamous Bumblebee.
Oh, that's
down.
Right. Y'all locked in. Hey, a thousand pardons. That
he ain't locked in.
That
was a goddamn lie.
I never said he was locked in.
Who he locked in with?
The Gadget. He locked in with Gadget.
Okay, that's Gadget. That ain't none of me.
I didn't say you was locked in.
That's what that other motherfucker
was,
his motherfucking big
bubblehead
ass
is. I thought y'all was locked in. You know what? He said he was going to run up in you. That's what he said, and y'all not locked in.
Hey, man. If you run up in me, that mean we even, because I done ran up in him. I scared the shit out of him.
He made a motherfucker shit on himself.
He shitted on his goddamn self and paid the punk out.
Tony had to pay some punk out money because he had
you shitted on himself.
That's it. Now, he was not scared of you.
I can't motherfucking tell.
If you go,
you wasn't so motherfucking scared. You should have been saying that pickup that when you was down in Dalton showing out for Ned, you should have said that in Orangeburg. You know you had a race the next day, motherfucker.
Yeah, I watch the same thing. Let your grandma get in there.
You say what?
What time you said come up here? 11?
Huh?
Hello? We got a sales getting over the door for us. Well, you can't watch. Let grandma go. Well, go in your mama's room and watch her TV.
Hey, if you talk to your kids, mute your goddamn mic. We don't want to hear about your kids. They don't mind you no goddamn way.
That sound like BET.
And then I heard the motherfucker said, tell his kids to go in another room. Kids told him, shut up, you go in another room.
What he tell him, dog? I'm going to call your mama on you then.
But naked or BET ain't got no control in the household.
Y'all need to talk to Tyke Man now. Tyke Man don't play. Tyke Man still on the phone?
No, Tyke Man ain't gone.
That motherfucking faggot went to him. Told that faggot not to go nowhere.
Go. Would you be over? You said the creek don't ride. What car would you be having over in Holly Springs?
Hey man, when you make love to a woman, do you ask all them goddamn questions?
Yes, I do. I have to do. Did you own a pill?
That's what did your wife I asked today.
Hey, listen. If the bitch smell foul, I'm going to wash her ass for her before I get in the bed with her.
Shit. You asking too many motherfucking questions. Don't worry about it.
Dog, you just couldn't come back with nothing on that one.
Well, so you got them, you know, sometimes, unless you said it, better off you.
Hey, Kimo, you know what's funny? I'm going to say this, man, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this. If somebody else would have won the meltdown yesterday, it would have been 1,001 videos up. But since Seto Kill won, I don't see not one damn video up.
Hey, you got a point there now. You got a point there. They just hating on you.
Well, I got to agree with you. I got to agree with you on that one, Bill.
You know,
that should have been all on Facebook and on the net. I ain't seen nothing about it.
Yeah, you know. And, I mean, when my man 2 weeks ago won Koch, the man had 41 threads made up and 10,000 videos up. Now Set on Kill, we finally win a big pot, $10,000 pot. Now I don't see not one damn video. I seen one thread made.
Biz, you know what, Biz? That's because you a sole owner, sole provider for the car. You know, I see a lot of the guys, they got a car, they got five people. One might own the motor, the other one own the supercharger, the other one own the goddamn rims. So, you know, that I'm going to put it to, that's why you didn't see a lot of threads made up. You know, you just one guy.
He got to go out there and make his own motherfucking threads up.
Yeah.
I was going to do that, but I ain't want to be a buster and congratulate myself and my driver.
So, Vince, you say you ain't gonna toot your own horn like?
No, I don't want to do that. No, you gotta expect. You got when you a so called winner, you gotta show like you supposed to win. You know,
see what I'm doing. Like I said, I might go out there and win 4 or 5 races. Don't nobody even know nothing about it. As soon as I get my fucking head cracked, though, every bitch in the world know.
Yeah, you right, dog.
You know why, dog? Because your mouth, you got diarrhea of the mouth, man.
So, you know, it's a lot of us got diarrhea of the mouth on these motherfuckers. A whole lot of motherfuckers that got diarrhea of the mouth. But see, you, Kimo, Biz, we don't have to goddamn go out there and do nothing for us to talk. Some motherfuckers just have to wait till they do something, then they get to talking. It's a lot of bitches that ain't got diarrhea of the mouth. Look at DJ Grant. That motherfucker got, look at DJ Grant. He got diarrhea of the mouth and ain't whooped nobody.
Hey, he don't just have diarrhea of the mouth. He likes to do videos.
Video mixes.
Hold on, let me tell you something. It one thing that the race was shit. My problem most of the time been I can't get a motherfucker to get the shot.
Yeah.
Now when I have a problem. Now when I have a problem.
Yeah, you right, DJ.
Yeah. When I have a problem, then that's when everybody wanna act like they wanna do.
DJ, you know what your problem gonna be though? You got a big problem, and they're the white boys.
Dude.
You know what, Kimo? Honestly, you know what, man and white boy, they run good. They do run good, but they ain't as confident as they are online and when they get on the phone. They were in Michigan. And I came up to them and asked them if they want to bet a little something on the side when they ran their first round. They didn't want to bet a dime.
Now, I heard about that. Now, the reason I heard they didn't want to do that because they couldn't get out of the fucking track, they said.
Man, that man got down. Hey, dog. Now, the first day I wasn't there. That was a Friday. They may not got down the track. They actually, to their defense, they actually posted their time.
Oh, okay.
And I hate that. I hate when tracks accidentally post your time when you're
okay.
a good player. They
okay.
did. But, and I don't know how they got down the track the first day.
But
the second day, they got down that track.
Because I think they was in two shootouts, wasn't they?
They don't run no class. Because no class don't show no time. So no, they wasn't in no class.
My only problem with them is, he keep lying. I don't like a motherfucker lie. I'm gonna tell it like it is, whether I'm wrong, whether I'm right. I seen that little video when they beat him, and he gonna say that when I beat him in the little shootout in Phoenix City, I didn't want to bet a dime. They didn't. Them motherfuckers, you can hear a rat piss on top. Them motherfuckers ain't say nothing. I walked over to them and actually told them, good luck before they even ring. They didn't want to do nothing. I had the worst lane in Phoenix City. And they already know, I don't even say I will be no race or no grudge racing in Phoenix City. But I have to admit, here lately, Phoenix City has come around. But, I was in the bad lane before we even made that pass. We took even more power out, and I whooped their ass. But there wasn't no big deal to me. It was just a damn shootout. But, now I want their ass, and I plan to make an example out of
it. I'm going to be honest with you. If both of them make a clean hit, listen to what I'm finna say. If both of them make a clean hit, DJ Grant going to beat them. If they both can make a clean hit.
Well, is it true that they sold a car? They say it was up on the board that they had sold a car. Is that true?
They didn't have that car up on the board, goddamn it, ever since they damn near had it. They do that to fuck with somebody. They was fucking with Tony Vine about that shit a long time ago. They might be trying to sell it for real, though, but then, they ain't sold it yet, though.
Okay.
But, like I said, a lot of people take them the wrong way because sometimes they come out the wrong way. But like when DJ, that's why I'm nasty to me. Because when you try to be nice to somebody, they get nasty with you. It makes you more mad. See, DJ try to be nice to them and they get nasty, and then DJ get mad. So me, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, goddamn it, Bill. I'm like Kimo. I'm like Little Tony. Fuck all y'all bitches all the time. So when you put me down and talk shit to me, I can't get too mad because motherfucker, I've been talking shit all the while.
Hey, dog. They shouldn't be letting you run around in society, man. You need some help, man.
No, it's all fun, man. I don't mean no harm, but I'm just be me. I've been doing this all my life. Wow. One thing about me, if I say something to somebody and they don't like it, if they tell me not to say nothing to them, fuck it. I ain't got to say nothing to them no more in life because I don't give a fuck. I can go to the party. I can go to a party by myself. Ain't nobody there but me. I'm going to have a good time.
DJ, wasn't y'all supposed to race or something? Didn't y'all have something like that before?
We supposed to do something this week in Holly Springs.
Oh,
I'm trying to see if they're getting in the shootout, too. But, my thing is there's a lot of people that we putting together the shootout for. I think it ought to be a first-round goddamn grudge match.
You talking about that thing where everybody putting money up?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I didn't want to put no goddamn salt on it, but that ain't going to happen. Because why in the fuck, just like when the Gangsta Boo was dominating, why in the fuck would I put money up to run against the Gangsta Boo when I know fucking well unless he break or something, I can't beat him. Just like it's about three or four of y'all in that goddamn it, that time I put money up. ain't nobody. I bet you $100 it won't be three motherfuckers to put their money to run in that shit.
This farm already got their money up. I got to put mine up tomorrow.
How many people have put their money up already?
Butt nigga supposed to put his up. Whip
I ain't saying who's supposed to. I said how many people done put it up.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you who put it up. Whip, Butt Naked, Big Ball Factor, and Jason Hutchinson, or whoever he is.
Now, just like Whitney, okay. Big Ball Factor is a bad motherfucker. Buck Naked. Now, that's three bad motherfuckers right there. The other guy you said, Hutchinson, I don't know him. Now, them some three bad motherfuckers right there. If DJ Grant get his car right, now I'm saying if DJ Grant get his car right, out of all the people you just named, it'll be between, goddamn it, DJ Grant and the damn, and Big Ball Factor. Now, who in the fuck with any sense gonna go up against them and put up $2,000 to go up against them motherfuckers? I know if I had a car, I wouldn't be doing it. I'm just saying, though. But see, I don't mind running goddamn DJ Grant now because that bitch can't get out of the track.
Wasn't the one guy supposed to put his money up to, what's the guy over there, Turbo Tim?
Turbo Tim and David Floyd. See, just like right now, David Floyd a bad motherfucker, but shit, DJ Grant, Bucknick, both of them will fuck him up if they go down. See, if everybody make a good pass, Now, if everybody can make a good pass, it's about five of them bitches in there that'll be a hell of a race.
It's going to be a good race. I'm trying to say now.
Let me ask you a question right now. See, DJ Grant, you're on the phone right now. Now, I want you to be honest right now so people can understand what I'm saying. I'm not hating on the race, but I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
As of right now, DJ, would you put your $2,000 up right now?
Say what you said again.
What I'm saying is, as of tonight, while we talking on the show right now, would you put your $2,000 up for that race right now?
I have to say yes, dog, just because I'm trying to get there. I'm going to do everything in my power to be there. That's what I'm
saying. Okay, no, you're missing the point then. My point is, DJ Grant, if you did put your up, I'm like, goddammit, Mississippi Joe tell Buck Nigga, you the dumbest bitch in racing. How you going to put your up? You don't know if your car going to be right. You don't know if you're going to fix your crank on your shit. Why would you put your money up right now if you don't even know about your car?
Yeah, you're right. I have to agree with you.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying is, see, a motherfucker better be on kill. If I'm going to put $2,000 up on my car, that bitch better be ready. It better be in the trailer, and I ain't finna run it until I get ready to get to the show.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that Big Ball Factor and David Floyd. I keep hearing about them. I just ain't never seen both of them run yet.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Who this is, Kimo or Lil Tony?
Kimo.
Kimo, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, the odds on favorite right now would be Big Ball Factor. That bitch on the rail. The next motherfucker, I hate to say it, is Buck Naked. Now, David Floyd, David Floyd would be the third man, but David Floyd, he just got his car sometime. So, right now, if I had to pick, I put Buck Naked or Big Ball Factor. Them would be the two baddest bitches right now.
Wow.
Well, y'all, I'm going to let y'all know something.
That track is on kill. I got to disagree.
Is my mic open?
Yeah, you open.
Well, y'all, the Bad Nine set tonight's record at Holly Springs last night.
I heard that.
So that bitch be on kill, you trying to say?
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know since y'all talking about Holly Springs. My dog say ain't got nothing on Holly Springs. Bad Nine went a 107.60 foot with a 421 nitrous car.
Who was that, Fisker, right?
No, that's a nitrous car, man.
Nitrous.
Okay.
Steven Jackson went a 26 and a 28 one time.
What they was doing down there, Joe?
What you say?
What they was doing? They had a race down there? I seen it posted.
Yeah,
what they had a race down there?
Yeah, they got a big old race. Yeah, like they have at my house. They have it at Holly Springs twice a year also. It'll be over with tonight. Number one qualifier was the Bad Nine out of Texas.
That's why I'm telling anybody come to Holly Springs, you ain't got to worry about that track. That track, you can throw some power at that something like that.
Them motherfuckers better have some axles in their car, huh?
Let me tell you this. This is what I was suggesting. If all parties do get in it, I hope the white boys get in, because I was saying, like, this would be my suggestion. Me and the white boys, this is all first round action. Now, Big Ball and Wit is already locked in, so they can get theirs out the way first round. Me and the White Boys can go first round. Second and David Floyd first round.
See that? Hey, DJ, that's wrong right there, see, because that's the same thing that happened in the promo on the other night. Just because y'all got a grudge against each other, if y'all got a pot where y'all putting the money in and y'all drawing out the hat, that don't make no difference just because y'all want each other. You still got to draw out the hat, so you don't know who the hell you're going to get the first
time. Right, that's why I thought, DJ, like, I thought y'all was going to draw out the hat.
We are. I was just saying, I think that probably be good just for first round. Here's and we draw out the hat.
Kenneth, you don't have a key.
Hey, Stunner, I don't even want you to get in that race, Stunner. Don't get any jokers. Nothing to say about this. Go there and get the White Boys. And then whatever else, do it later. Because you know what they're going to say. Number one stunner went there and got in a shootout instead of grabbed his man.
Well, I said, I think they're going to get in. I thought they were getting in it too, is what I'm saying.
Man, them white boys not going to get in that stunner. Come on, man. Too much.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm ready to lock in $100 right now. That thing y'all talking about. Won't happen.
Yeah, dog. It's gonna probably be about 5 or 6.
Yeah,
people.
But they
I
got
bet,
guys.
Hey, Joe, man, you
gonna
have a $50 bet, Joe? It don't be. It won't be 5 cars to put in. I bet you $50, Joe. Right now tonight.
You know I don't care about that much, Godfather.
Oh. No, I'm trying to say it like this. See, just like with DJ Grant. DJ Grant ain't got his shit dialed in. Now Buck Naked ain't got his shit dialed in yet, but Buck Naked think he got enough to win with no problem. But see, what I'm trying to say is the average joker that ain't got his car on Kia, I mean, $2,000 to some people ain't a lot, but $2,000 to most of is a hell of a lot.
It's and even a
you
lot of money.
Get some bad motherfuckers, it's just like throwing your fucking money away.
That's right. And I bet I'd be willing to bet a dollar, but nigga, don't send his $1,000.
Where is Buck Nigga, man?
Now, based on what BET posted, they say, but nigga already sent it. Him, Jason, Big Ball, Wit.
Hey,
Stump,
I bet you a bag of chips and a soda, if you call Butt Naked right now, and or you call Wit, he ain't sent his money.
When I see when you say Wit, you can't say Wit. Wit automatically got to put it in whether he want to or not because he getting the race. So you can't count Wit to say he in because Wit automatically
going
to be
in.
Big Ball Factor. I don't blame Big Ball Factor because he's Big Ball Factor a gambler. $2,000 to Big Ball Factor, to be honest with you, ain't shit. He don't give a fuck. So he's going to put his shit in there, which I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's Big Ball on this shit. Big Ball got this shit all the way dive in. So, I mean, that's why I say Big Ball is probably it's probably the favorite. Because I'm gonna keep it real with you, but
here's one thing I'm gonna say, Godfather, and you listen to me good. If Big Ball don't get that problem fixed, well, when he had a lot of power, and he stand the car, he gonna get his ass whooped now.
Okay, that's what it is. You know, see, that's what you gotta understand. What I'm trying to tell y'all. Let me explain. He been doing that on the track. He don't know. Just like you said, if Hollis Springs on Kia. Well, that bitch don't have a tune for on Kia. See, the thing he been having problem with, he put 5 in the motherfucker. Sometimes the track hook, sometimes it don't. If Hollis Springs hooking all the time, it's gonna be some shit down there. Trust me.
Well, it's gonna be hooking. I'm gonna use
for an example right now, Joe. You ought to understand this. Have been anybody when the Gangsta Boo was right? If the Gangsta Boo was on a track like Hollis Springs, bitch, that motherfucker that'd be the set of world record problem.
Yep.
It's gonna be good to see, and plus we got a lot of grudge races locked in. So Hot Spring gonna really be a good show. But Stunner, I want you to knock the White Boys off. They've been talking too much. You your own man, and you grown, you pay your own bills. But if I were you, fuck Clan, I'd knock them goddamn White Boys off.
Well, one thing I'm going to tell you, yo, never get obsessed with one motherfucker, because when you get obsessed with them motherfuckers, that's when you're going to get your ass knocked off. Just do what you do, and if you grab the motherfuckers, go on, grab them, and go ahead and knock the head and do what you got to do. But I'm going to be honest with you, them White Boys got their shit together at Macon now. If Hollis Springs is good, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do at Hollis Springs now.
They might go to standing there, though. You never know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, Joe, you got to realize when jokers stand cars up, they stand them up because they don't know the condition of the track. Once they know the condition of a track, then they know what to do.
Yep.
See, you go to a track just like the other day when I ran Gargantuan. I ran him straight off the trailer, Joe, because I know he had all that power. And he didn't know what to do with it. If he turned it down too much, I'm going to fuck him up. But if he turned it up too much, he's going to stand up. And he stood the fuck on the bump, and I was gone.
But don't he have with the power, no godfather.
He had them up. That's what I'm trying to, if he, see, if the dumb bitch had them so high, that's what made me run him. I looked at the window bars and seen how high they were. I said, if a bitch get that high, he done lost the race anyway. Yeah, he had them, Joe. He got on, too. He got too high, though. That bitch had them motherfuckers so high, you can walk up under them motherfuckers.
Well, man, I'm excited. I ain't seen no good race in
a while. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad we're on here talking civil tonight, because a lot of people can learn a lot of shit about racing they might not know. See, on a good track, Joe, on a good track, all that old standing up and spinning ain't bad. See, just like even with Kimo and Lil, DJ Grant, any of them can tell you, once the track good, you know how to tune to the track, though. But if you got a track where, shit, at 2 o'clock, the motherfucker hooking, at 3:30, the bitch like, well, then you don't know what the fuck to do. That's why you see people standing up or sliding sometimes, because they don't know how to hook. If that track stay good, it's going to be some motherfuckers going to get their ass knocked off.
Hey, man, how the weather, what I did about off the trailer.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, when you stood up, DJ, your car ain't never did no shit like that before?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm saying? DJ went out there and he tried to get off. See, a lot of people didn't know why he stayed in it. It wasn't that he was staying in it. He was coming up, and then when he come back down, he was slamming that foot back down and slamming it up. That bitch bucked by 4 times.
Damn, sure did.
You're going to see, if Holly Springs don't kill like it was, like you said, it was the night of yesterday, it's going to be some motherfucking shit down there, boy. And like goddamn it, Lil Tony said, you better goddamn get your axles tightened up.
Yeah, boy, gonna snap something in that bitch or something.
Hey, Tony, I wish you had. Is Tony still on the phone?
Nah, this is Kimo. I don't know if he's still on there.
Oh, well, anyway, I wish Tony had got a chance to get on Unberg, because when it's on Kia, it's a motherfucker, because it's an all concrete track.
Okay. But you know he'd be down in Holly Springs next weekend.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of, I wanted to try to get him at a track that wasn't as tough as Holly Springs. I still might try to wrestle with that motherfucker, though.
He's turning on at Holly Springs, buddy.
Yeah.
Y'all might as well get ready, because it's going to be hooking. Holly Springs should be called the real house of hook, because, boy, it be working.
But now, everybody know it was tough. Like I said, last year, Steven Jackson said the record down there last year.
Yeah, that's the only track anybody ever been in the tourney zone. They ain't been in the tourney on no other track, as far as I know.
What the weather gonna be like over there, man?
It's gonna be record breaking weather, because it's gonna be cool. And then now you know, if you got them good motors, you gonna speed up. Don't look for them numbers when it get hot now. I only seen one machine that could run them numbers when it was hot or cold.
Then again, the Gangsta Boo.
It's dead. Now it's gone, so I ain't going to bring it up.
You can bring it up, but goddamn it, I told you. Joe always, goddamn it, I try to tell that motherfucker, Joe, run them bitches in the middle of the day, Joe. Now we want to cool off, because Gangsta Boo make more power. Bitch, we don't want to make more power. We trying to tune this bitch down. Yeah.
Godfather Lil Red Riding Hood ought to break records at Holly Springs now. Y'all ought to be able to turn that thing up and turn it loose, man. It's
see, that's another thing.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Listen to me, Godfather, because I can say this because he had his car. No, I better not say this because he do grudge race that car, but he had it in the finals last night. Wit laid down a hell of a number last night in that little green. King Kong Jr.
Well, that's just it, Joe. If you consistent in your car and you couldn't decent license them, I'm gonna say they had 9 pro mods yesterday down at the house at Orangeburg. They had 9
right.
pro mods. They had that damn Mario, Mike Hill, Matty Joe Young, all them bitches. If Bobby Childs had them Well, Bobby Charles broke, if anybody didn't know. He got a body first round, but he broke. If Bobby Charles hadn't broke, he probably would have won the whole motherfucking thing, and he was the slowest car there.
But now, boy, I heard when Mighty Joe Young,
oh, yeah. When he bagged him, and he bagged him. Yeah.
And went down through that boy, they said, ooh, he could have cooked every turkey in Walmart if it was out there.
Hey, guess what, Joe? Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
It was too goddamn late. He went out there by himself. He already had got his ass knocked off.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. Yeah.
But you're right, but, though. That bitch bagged up and went down through there and goddamn it, both sides of the walls down.
But they told me, Godfather, he was trying to grudge too, now. That's what I heard, now. That's true. I know
Joe, can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If you had a grudge car and you seen that motherfucker do what he did, I wouldn't have grudged that motherfucker either. Shit,
what
man,
about
that motherfucker. Yeah, Mario and them and all of them talking about grudging him, Tony Wright and all of them. Shit, Tony Wright was the first motherfucker left the track.
Yeah, I wonder where was Tony Wright. He didn't get down there?
Yeah, he was there. He hit the wall, though.
Oh, okay. He didn't
hurt the car, man. Just, what he did is he was running on Mario. You know, he was running Mario the first round, and he took off, and that motherfucker went straight to the wall. As he hit the wall.
Golly, he don't never do that. I wonder what was wrong, God.
I don't know. And he made the best shakedown of all the pro mars down there. When he made a shakedown, everybody said, oh, man, give him the damn money because he looked the best of all the shakedowns.
Hey, wow.
Man. And then just automatic went towards the wall when he lined up again.
I'll tell you what it did. It did just like the Gangsta Boo did. Like he had some on his ties. As soon as he left, he went straight to the wall and hit the wall. That's the same lane he was in that Tony hit with the damn. You remember when Tony hit the wall with the nightmare?
Yeah.
He did the same thing. The only difference he did, he just hit the ass end, though. He got out of it quick. He got out of it real quick and just hit the ass end of it. He got back in and tried to win, though.
So Mario must have made a good pass.
No, Mario didn't.
Was Evan there?
Yeah, Evan was in the finals. Him and Bubba Livingston in the finals. Evan ain't made a full pass yet, was in the finals.
Hmm.
Yeah, and he should have had the advantage because he had the clutch. He had the clutch car. He should have been able to slip the track.
I never heard Evan winning a race. Every time I hear him, he hit the wall or something, man. I think.
But Evan, I got to get to you. Evan is a work. Evan is a blue. Is a what you call it? A low class worker, man. Evan will come to these races. He's good sportsmanship, and he ain't all of them. But you know, I mean, he always been the thick of shit. He was in the finals, though. He was in the finals against a guy called Bubba Livingston, Big Bubba, they call him. And Bubba Livingston had 7 cylinders. He crooked the motherfucker up. It's just like he had took a spark plug out of that bitch. He was going, you know how it sounds, like he got a spark plug out. And that bitch, when that damn tree fell, that bitch was gone, though. And Edmund, goddamn it, fucked up again.
He didn't tear the car up, did he?
Who that?
Edmund.
No, Edmund didn't hit nothing. I'm just saying he wasn't doing nothing. Edmund couldn't have whooped the Gangsta Boo. Nobody. Edmund passed you. He was fucking up, but everybody else was fucking up worse than him. he ran Mario Kart in the semifinals, and Mike Hill killed him, and got crossed the center line and turned the wind light on his side.
Damn.
Yeah. It was some good racing down there, but I mean, it was some good passes down there. I ain't gonna say good racing because every race is. It was no hell of a side by side race, but it was a good race though, cause they was making one car was making a good pass and fucking up. It was exciting, put it this way, for an average fan.
What did that race pay out, dog?
10,000.
Ooh, Lord, I'm
10,000.
Man, these races paying out 10,000 like.
Well, we'll see. It was a 5,000 race. So Mike Hill and Cole Killing them got in and said, man, we and they was trying to make people pay $1,500 to get in it. So they said, damn, the hell with that. Why would I pay $1,500 to get in a race that's paying $5,000? So fuck it. So they kept talking, which was good. It was good. And so they said, well, okay, well, fuck it. We're gonna do it like everybody else. We're gonna do it $10,000, and you ain't gotta pay shit to get in.
When it took off?
Yeah, when it take off.
Always do.
Well, it don't always do. The drivers can decide what they want to do, but it's 10,000 winner take all. If y'all decide y'all want to split it, that'll be up to y'all. But the man that giving the race don't want to hear about it.
Yeah,
y'all do what the fuck you want to do with it.
So let me get this. How the hell they, I mean, go from you got to pay an entry fee to nothing?
That you got to do what now?
They go from you got to pay an entry fee to nothing.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you, if you want to know, I'm glad you asked, if you want to know the real reason why, the real reason is because of money. If you pay an entry fee, then, see, if you had to pay $1,500 again and you get them calls, well, then the tracker ain't got to hardly put in no money. So, you know,
okay.
If you don't get no good crowd, you ain't got to worry about it because you ain't put that much money in it. But with a $10,000 no entry fee, you got to pay all of it. You better hope you got a crowd.
Was it a crowd down there, dog?
It was a goddamn crowd, but it was a crowd because they had 60 or 70 goddamn bracket calls they had down there running that day. It was a goddamn nice crowd, dude.
Okay.
It made some money, put it that way.
Yeah.
You better make some money if you got to get out $10,000, huh, Godfather?
See, that's what I'm talking about, Joe. That's what I'm saying. See, that's why they be trying to make motherfuckers put it, but see, they was just. And see, that, I'm glad you said that, because that was the reason they didn't want to put no money in. Everybody was scared of Matt and Joe Young. So they said, what the fuck, I'm going to put, I don't think I can beat him, so I ain't finna pay no $1,500 to get in no goddamn race paying $5,000. I don't even think I can beat this bitch. But shit, Matt and Joe Young didn't do shit. His shit caught on fire on the line. They had to put it out on the line, and that's what he bagged up, and just crunked that bitch back up, and went out and made that goddamn it pass that everybody got scared of. Motherfucker look good, though. Baby look damn good. Now, don't get me wrong now. Mario's a stupid motherfucker now. Mario's ready to gamble. But goddamn it, when Mike Hill crossed that center line and almost hit that goddamn wall, I think it shook him up a little bit. Mike said, man, that shit scared the fuck out of me. Which ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, just telling the truth, though. It's because Mike was gone, man. He crossed the center line and turned the wheel light on another lane. Now, just think if that man had been going down the side, that would have been two cars that would have been washed out.
Right.
That'd been two fucking cars that'd
have
been washed the fuck up.
Hold on. At them speeds. Whew.
And I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. If you put a car back, anybody can put a car back together. But if you put one back together the way you want it, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, Joe, I got a guy. Since you said that, Joe, I might call you after the show. I got a guy that's got a car set up damn near identical to the Gangsta Booth, just in case y'all don't get the Gangsta Booth fixed. If some bug got one to set up damn near identical to that motherfucker. God damn it, you can damn near throw a motor and transmission that bitch and Mike, god damn it, call it. Oh, you didn't see, I said, since Big Low wore another down there, I said, Big Low, since the Gangsta Booth gone now, your name was going to be the Gangsta Low now, huh? Since you talking all this shit.
When did you say that to him?
Huh?
When you say that to him?
Today, you know, he whooped Moneymaker down this weekend.
Yeah, I heard, but I heard it was a pedal fest, though.
Yeah, I know, you know, it wasn't whooping shit, but I'm just saying he won, though. So, you know, he bad. Him and Cruci said they're the baddest bitches in the world now. So, you know.
Randy, I guess, hey, I'm going to be honest. Low say he coming to Holly Springs. That's what they told me last night, Godfather.
Well, to be honest with you, Joe, I don't see why if I don't see why a motherfucker wouldn't. If they got a G-body race and you think he's a bad motherfucker, you got to chase that money.
I don't think they have no G-body race in Holly Springs, are they?
I don't know.
All good. No, but the 901 bad boys will be there.
Yeah, they going that weird if they go, I think.
Well, they're not going to be going there.
What'd you say?
It must not gonna be going though, cause to be honest with you, I ain't wanna. Fuck it. If I call trouble, I think the only problem with them having is their driver.
I agree with you, Godfather. I don't think.
Hey, bullshit. With them got a fast ass motherfucking car.
Sure
they drive always getting fucked up. I mean, I ain't talking about nobody, but I'm just telling you the truth. I'm like me getting to go now. Fuck it. I'm telling the truth. I get in trouble anyway, so I might as well say what I
got
to say.
Yeah, and y'all know it's done got cool, so everybody getting faster.
Yeah, that ain't getting fast ain't always a good thing, though, see.
Yeah, and the other thing is, ain't just one car getting fast, everybody getting fast.
Everybody getting fast, yeah.
Yeah.
All I can say is,
I mean, if Lo go up there and grab with them on their own home track, he better know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
It'll be a damn good race. If both of them make the hit, make a clean pass, it'll be probably the race of the year.
Yeah.
It'll be a good race. It'll be a good race. I have to say that too, because I ain't going to lie now.
But I try to tell a lot of motherfuckers too. You don't believe it now. A bitch that got just like when Joe, me and Joe got into it. We got the argument, not a bad argument. I'm talking about a real friendly argument. When I said Joe, why the fuck y'all gonna go down the goddamn county line and run goddamn it Big Low on that goddamn track? I gotta admit though, a bitch that know a track that he run on all the time, he got an advantage on your ass now.
You got y'all right, dude. You sure right now, Godfather.
You can say what the fuck you want to, but a bitch that know his track, he got an advantage on your ass. Plus, he got more confidence on that track, too, see?
You're right. And Whitney can lay that power down up there at Hollis Frank.
Yeah.
You can believe that.
Yeah. They problem when they come to other tracks.
Now, see, I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of motherfuckers don't know it, and this dumbass DJ Grant don't know it neither. DJ Grant a bad motherfucker, too. You know why I say that? Because anytime a motherfucker got a turbo car, they can go to any track, and then they get out of it without scared. DJ Grant a bad bitch. But DJ Grant need to get a motherfucker to teach him about this game, too, because he green his grass and this shit, too. DJ Grant a bad motherfucker. He don't even know how bad he is. I'm serious. I watched that little motherfucker. Because at first I thought he was just a faggot, to be honest with you. I swear, I thought DJ Grant was a little pretty faggot. But that motherfucker can drive that car. He just need, because DJ Grant, when I seen him come down here, I seen that bitch. I done seen him run in Phoenix City. With that rag, well, I mean, I ain't going to talk about it. With that weak-ass track, I done seen that motherfucker run at Jackson. I done seen that bitch run in them places. DJ Grant can drive that motherfucking car. And anytime you get a car that's going that fast and you can get out of any track, that's a bad bitch behind the wheel, man. Y'all can take it what you want, and I ain't saying it to try to make DJ Grant look good. I'm just telling you, DJ Grant a bad bitch. He needs somebody with him, though, to get him in that kill mode, because he ain't in that kill mode. That bitch should get a goddamn raise and tell a motherfucker where he got him talking about the race.
He bad. Now, you right, Godfather. But now he going to destroy them white boys, or he going to die trying, one of the two.
Joe, I got to get you to stop obsessing on them white boys. You want them so bad. Just lay back, man. Lay back and lay in the cradle, and the creek don't rise. They'll get what you want them to get.
They whooped our ass, but, hey, they just was a better man. But I want them to get Stunner. I want Stunner to get him because they treat Stunner like he'll play pretty.
Well, hold on, Joe. They supposed to. What I'm saying is they do that to keep their edge, man. That's their edge. If they start just getting Stunner praise and just bowing down, that they'll lose their edge. I'm serious. That's why I talk so much shit. I don't be meaning all the shit I said to a motherfucker, but if I bow down, just like with Lil Tony, I was scared to fucking death to run Lil Tony. I was scared to fucking death. But the most shit I talk kept me up. Shit, because I didn't want that trouble. But once I opened my motherfucking mouth, I had to keep it going. You just like playing poker, man. Shit.
That's about what they do.
To be honest with you, if I was with the white boys, DJ Grant won't beat them. Because, see, the white boys can make DJ Grant ball. DJ Grant gets out of his comfort zone every time he talks to him. He can't hold his cool. He blow the fuck up. What should you do, Mississippi Joe? Every time he talks to them bitches, he can't keep a... That bitch blows the fuck up. The other night, they said him to shut the fuck up. DJ Grant said, fuck y'all. Kiss my ass. That gets DJ Grant out of his goddamn game. Instead of him going out there doing what he normally do, he's going to go out there and try to kill them bitches. And he's going to fuck up.
Yeah, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to kill them. I ain't got to kill them.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to tell you how they do get you upset.
I know what you say, but what I was talking about, I don't like when somebody messes with somebody they know they got a problem with the car. That's what I was. They ain't even saying shit or even talk shit until they knew I had a problem with the car, a known problem. I said, if you got a problem, I'm not
going to
say nothing to you.
Well, you're right. I'm the same way. But she's not talking. If I see a man working on his car, I don't bother him while they're working his car because I don't let nobody fuck with me when I'm working on mine. So I don't do it. But if a motherfucker do it, I can't get mad even though he don't really. If a bitch, if you want to make me mad if I'm working on my car, come fuck with me. Now, I'm mad now. You might not know it, but I'm boiling like a motherfucker. You done got me out of my zone now.
Exactly. That's what I was pissed off with. The problem to me, it seemed so damn petty. But it's still a goddamn problem that I couldn't figure out.
That shit would drive me damn crazy. You have no idea how bad it would drive me damn crazy. Even that night in Macon when the windshield bust. Hell, I was taped up the goddamn window. I still wanted to go. The track wouldn't let me go.
Yeah. But since we talking about old shit, I gotta say one more thing about when Joe said he was the better man. To be honest with you, when they lost it to the white boys down there with Macon when Tony crashed, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm finna say this here. People might not like it, but I'm gonna tell the truth. If Lil Mo had been there to read that track and said that shit the way it's supposed to have been, then Gangsta Boo would have made a by run on the white boys.
Yeah.
You might not like me saying it. People might not understand why I'm saying it, but I know what I'm talking about. Because I said that goddamn car got so much power. There's one thing about a car with that much fucking power. You just can't go up there and just tell them you're going to turn them to some timers and set it up. That ain't going to work. Because when Tony left there, that motherfucker, DJ Grass, you saw it, motherfucker. That motherfucker was spinning like a motherfucker as soon as he turned the button loose.
Whole time it was spinning.
Yeah. We went back and looked at you know.
I tell you what, if they even though that car was spinning like it was spinning, if they both would have still made the trip, the Gangsta Boo still would have caught him and beat him.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. So what I'm trying to say is you needed your tuner there. See, because a lot of people think, oh, I can just push this time out further. That don't fucking work. You need to have that bitch where you can work that bitch out the hole and get the fuck on if you have to. And doing them timers just ain't gonna do the complete thing. The timers are helping. But it ain't gonna goddamn it do what you need to do if another bitch is laying here.
You gotta understand when you got a car that's all they know 28, and they dialed in and somebody do as much testing as them boys do, and then at that track, it you know, they had the whole town advantage as far as that. I mean, but if both cars would have made the trip, if they would have just made the trip, even with the Gangsta Boo spinning like it was spinning, it would have caught them and beat them.
Yeah, because that's what really fucked them up once that shit come on in the middle, goddammit. That shit really got stupid then when it come on in the middle.
It was old.
Yeah. But it's all a learning experience. It's all what you take out of it. It's a learning experience.
Hey,
what happened to them beers and chemo and all of them?
I don't know. Is anybody else even on the phone?
Too much power. Too much power.
Y'all ran them away.
Oh, okay. I just say that because I think y'all coming up on the time y'all shit finna cut off. Hey, Joe, what happened to your show the other night? It cut off at 2 hours. It just cut the fuck off.
Lady A accidentally touched a button or something.
Man, that shit was just getting... After Jay's goddamn... I have a dream piece of shit. Goddamn, the shit just cut the fuck off, damn it.
Yeah. Lady A accidentally touched a button. And if she would have reset it, the show wouldn't have came back on at 10:15. So I told her, well, that's the end of the show tonight, baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a pretty good show. Jay came on with that I Have a Dream speech.
All right, Joe, that was a good speech now.
No, Did I say
it was
bad? It was a good one, but it was too long because you got to realize you got to say stuff in spurts. It's just like if you're talking to some. You got to say something, but the longer you talk, the people don't hear the rest of it. They hear the first 2 or 3 minutes of it, and then the rest of it, they don't hear.
Yeah, I know.
It was that, everything you said was right, though.
Yeah, I got nervous because he had been threatening to fire me all day, so I wanted to get him out that serious mode and get him into a joking mode, so I cracked the damn joke.
Hey, get what,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Joe, get what they did to me, man.
What's that?
Them bitches got me and made me wear a goddamn it, a zoo shirt yesterday. You know they had on that? The Zoo 3 November. They made me wear a zoo shirt. Mike Hill finna find me, man.
They probably had your arm twisted,
didn't they? Yeah, them bitches made me put on a zoo shirt yesterday, man.
How they make you put on a zoo shirt, Godfather?
They grabbed my motherfucking ass and put it on me.
Who did?
Tyke Man and Jay Bond.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, we had a good time. Oh, man, look here, man. Somebody, they was cooking some shit, man, that I don't eat this shit. I know, Joe, you'd have got fucked up. They had some goddamn, some kind of fucking rice and some macaroni and cheese and some fucking turkey necks that was falling off the bones, man. Man, them motherfuckers eating that motherfucking shit. They had grease around their mouth, nose, and everything, man. You would have killed yourself down there with that shit yesterday.
You ain't fucking lying. That's one thing I love.
South Carolina people love some rice.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to say, though, DJ, they had the damn the turkey. I don't know who you, whether y'all like trigger necks or whatever the fuck they talking about. That shit would fall off the bone, but I didn't want that, though. But I killed myself. That's the best macaroni and cheese I ever had in my life, man.
God damn, you getting me hungry right now.
That's what I'm finna go get me some of these now, because I done got on to think about that shit, man. That, I don't know what the kind of rice they call that shit. It wasn't dirty rice, but it was yellow rice, and I don't know, but that motherfucker had them sausages and shit in it and all that stuff. Man, I can't
yeah.
Think my motherfucking self.
Oh, that's probably that jambalaya.
Something like that, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, Godfather, did you hear my joke last night?
On your show?
Yeah.
What it was about? You got to refresh what it was about.
I asked Bobby Wildchild, did he know the definition of fear?
Oh, yeah, I heard that shit, yeah.
That one of them old jokes was, either it's going to be funny to you, you're going to laugh, or it's not going to, the joke going to be so fucking stupid that you're going to laugh either way.
Well, I heard it, was okay, Joe, but it wasn't that funny.
No, it's one of them old white boy jokes.
Yeah. You're like a motherfucker coming to me the other day. Me and Pac-Man was standing there, the motherfucker asked me talking about some, do you know the capital of Thailand? He said, hell no. He said, Bangkok. I mean, I'm saying, I didn't get it, Bangkok. Like, okay, all right, motherfucker,
all right. Well, yeah, see the
Bangkok. All right, DJ Grant. Somebody better say something. It's about time for this bitch to cut off in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Man, we done had a good show. I've been enjoying listening, man. But I just hate y'all was all fired up and 97 people were talking at one time. You couldn't all understand nothing.
Joe, you got to understand. That's the way that shit go. It gets that way. That's when some, if you don't mute mics, you can't stop it. Because once the motherfucker gets started, everybody want to be heard first.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
I get this car together because I plan to do some damage in Holly Springs next weekend. That's my plan.
DJ, I got something to say. Maybe you ought to say you're going to do shit, then maybe you'll do something. Because every goddamn time you say you're going to do something, you don't do a motherfucking thing.
No, I know. I need to
maybe don't say shit, DJ. Just do it.
Just do it. You're right. You damn right.
You sure tell him right, Godfather. I tell him that all the time.
Damn right, he's all right, man. That just, shit, to be driving me crazy. Y'all don't understand how bad I'll be wanting to go.
No, it's just like what I told Joe with the Gangsta Boo. I said, Joe, shut the fuck up until you do something. Just shut the fuck up, and when you do it, then you'll be all right. He said, all right, Godfather. Well, he said, all right, dog, then. I wasn't Godfather then. But I tried to tell him. So, you might just shut the fuck up until you do something.
I know one thing. I'm so excited and ready to see some good racing, so I'm going to be ready for Holly Springs, boy. I'll be up there bright and early. I'm going to shoot to Jackson, straight to Holly Springs every week on. When you coming down, man? When you coming down, Godfather? Saturday or you going to come down Friday or what?
I told you I'm waiting on the creek, Joe. I ain't going to say I'm waiting on the creek.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, you ain't gonna be swearing out of there with that polo cologne on it.
I ain't gonna be what now, Godfather?
You ain't gonna be swagged out with that polo cologne on it.
Oh no, I ain't gonna wear no polo. I'm probably gonna be trying to in the wintertime. I try to keep my head warm. I got bad sinuses, so I probably just have on a baseball cap trying to stay warm, Godfather.
Y'all got one minute.
Well, Godfather, I want you to be up there telling them that your bitch bad like a bag of money.
That's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Ain't that what you be telling them?
Yeah, I do. Hey, I got another now, like 2 Chainz or whoever that Future, 2 at the same damn time. I got these 2 bad bitches at the same damn time.
That goddamn Godfather learned this new young hip-hop swag.
No, them young girls be doing that shit. They be over here going through my TV, putting that bullshit